That's it. That's all we're getting.
That's it. The rest is going to cost you.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's going to cost us. It's copywritten. Hey, everybody. Welcome to State Slug episode 88, my favorite number. We're looking at episode 13 of season 1, Dark Designs. We are joined by a special guest, Dust Mites, on his tour to dust.
Yo, 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 yo. What's up, everybody? Glad to be here, man. Thanks for having me.
Of course. We want to get you on building up to it, just to shake your head and drink a bunch of beers the whole time, but we record the same time breaking the molds on, so it's tough.
Oh, well, I could do it now. Well, I couldn't. It's over with this week, but I could do it next week probably. But
well, we don't start till about 9 anyway, so
yeah, well,
you might be in the clear.
Jose runs that now. He takes care of that. He hosts a call and stuff like that.
Oh, perfect.
So that frees me up so I don't have to be here hitting buttons and changing levels and stuff like that, you know? So
okay.
So well, that frees up my
We will do that if you really want to be on there. I don't think anyone's talked about the new Voltron on any of the shows yet,
cool.
Which I'm surprised about. We talked about it like 2 weeks ago. Anyway, I'm Chris. I'm just kind of your host tonight. We're looking at an episode. I think it's a pretty good one. Tyler should be joining us soon because he's got a lot to say on it. He said he's going to take a nap. Now he's not here. That's how it goes. That's usually there he is. That's usually the Dakota MO is takes a nap, doesn't show up.
Yeah, and I set alarms and shit, and Becca actually is the one that got me up. I didn't hear a single thing. But I'm here.
He's here. He's
unlike
awake.
Dakota, I got no excuses.
Ooh, shots fired.
My excuse is I really do need that beauty sleep.
Yeah, I guess you could use all you can get.
Yeah.
I don't think I got anything in the mail. I should really get my act together and order that Perfect Effect Megador again, but I didn't do that yet. I did pre-order a little something.
Yes.
Us Beast Wars fans, we collect the pre-orders now, apparently.
Woo!
That's
awesome
it for me.
Part of that group.
It's a good group. Tyler, what about you?
What up? I'm Ty. I'm a nice guy. I'm Canadian cancer, but you know I try. I got something really interesting in the mail today, and it's only going to be interesting to me, but I got the NECA Pacific Rim Loot Crate exclusive Hong Kong Brawl Gypsy Danger, and he's like really highly detailed and painted nice with a lot of like blood application. He's got the shipping containers in each hand. I've been waiting for this for like over a month now. I paid it off and it just finally showed up today. So having that next to Gypsy Avenger from the new movie, they look fucking sick together.
They have a whole NECA figure.
If they
called
it like Shanghai Showdown or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's what. Yeah, something like that.
What did you call it?
I know that.
You called it Hong Kong something.
Is it Hong Kong Brawl? Yeah, no, because I know the one he has the ship, and the other one he has shipping containers.
Okay.
He squeezes in the movies, he has the shipping containers. Anyway, I got one of them. Looks fucking dope. Looks better than the Bandai one, actually. I'm going to be taking pictures here shortly. And other than that, I just collected more orders. I've been getting a bunch of people some Marvel Legends and Marvel Legends. From here, because I guess a lot of the waves don't show up in the States, or I guess I don't know, whatever. But I picked up like a Hulkbuster and the Hulk. I picked up Silver Surfer.
Nice.
That one for us.
A bunch of that.
Yeah, I got Thing Surfer on my list, and Thing. I just got Doc Ock through BBTS. I pre-ordered.
Nice, man.
Just so I could guarantee you get it, you know.
Yeah, man, for sure. Hey, man, if you want
Tiger Stripe Wolverine, I did the same one.
Yeah, it was cheap. It was only $24.
Yeah,
you know, and they have the flat $4, $5 shipping. So it's basically, you know, I don't have to, you know, worry about gas and getting in and out of my car and going nuts looking for it.
See, shipping's where it gets people when it comes from Canada.
Hell yeah.
But if you want, man, I'm still gonna be looking. So if you want, send me a list of what you're after, and I'll if I see it, I'll shoot you a message.
I'm just trying to find me that Forlom.
I've noticed a lot of people finding it on the pegs now, so it's getting out there.
Like Target, Walmart?
Yeah, I didn't see anything. I went on a little hunt today. I didn't see shit.
Yeah.
It was dry.
One of those nobody characters?
Yeah, that's the ones I want.
It's one of the bounty hunters, dude.
Yeah,
man. One of the wreckers. I got you.
He's okay.
One of the wreckers.
Roger, you're up.
I'm Roger, and yeah, I'm still waiting on stuff. I haven't actually got anything.
It's tough shipping to the future.
It is.
Okay, Micah, are you here? I haven't heard you yet.
Yes, I am here. I'm the wannabe comic relief of the show. And I got nothing. I collected some pre-orders. The Black Series Bespin Han, or Empire Strikes Back Han Solo.
This was up.
Yeah, first Star Wars figure I ever got was the Power of the Force 2 Empire Strikes Back Han Solo. So I'm happy to get a much nicer version of the figure than He-Man Han. And yeah, that's all I got going on.
Awesome. Dust.
This week I got a sticker sheet for the Playmates Voltron.
Pretty cool.
It's not pre-cut, but you know, it does add a little bit to the figure. Get them on eBay. There's a seller there that makes them, puts them out. But last week there was a big thing for me. I finished my season one Autobots.
Oh, nice.
I saw you post about that cliff jumper, and you were pleasantly surprised, man.
It's not bad. That's not bad. It's not worth the price point. It should be a $50 figure, easy. The backpack is a little annoying, but I put it right next to Bumblebee, and it just a little bit bigger. So people that are crying about that, I mean, looks great from the front. Is it perfect? No, but you know what? I'm done.
I'm surprised you're not dead. You said you'd be dead first.
Well, that's I still got to finish season two and three.
I feel like as long as it looks good from the front, like that's really all that matters. The front and a few side, like kind of front side profiles, you're golden. Who's gonna play that shit from the back anyway?
I picked up the I said fuck it, and I got the X Transbots Trailbreaker, and it's awesome. It really looks the part, man. So my season one ArcBots are done. My season one Decepticons are done for now, because you know how that's the new thing now. It's for now because fucking stand-ins and new shit coming out. But I'm quite content.
Did I hear that you were turning to make toys for those Seekers?
Oh man, you know, the longer it takes for them to drop in the States, the more I'm not gonna get them. The more I keep. Like I had them in my cart. I was ready to hit it, and I'm like, "Oh wait a minute, these things aren't even out yet." So, I hit up a Toy Dojo and I asked him. I said, "When are they coming in?" And he's like, "At the end of the month." And I'm just now like, kind of like looking at my Seekers now, and I'm just like, "You know what? They're fine. They're okay." Like $300, $350. Do I really want to do it? Maybe down the line, but right now, I think I'm quite happy.
You got to sell the current Seekers you have.
Yeah, but what are you going to get for action? Everybody's selling their Seekers, you know. What am I going to let them go for like $30 a piece, you know?
And JC, that's it, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right, man. I could probably put like a $60 price point on them, and one of them is the Coronation Starscream. And
I mean, you do it. Do what we do. You bring them, you put the price that you want to put on it, and if it sells, it sells, and if not, then you still have it. Yeah. Take it home.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have a table this time, but I'm probably gonna bump some space here and there. So
we all got space, especially on Sunday.
A couple of things I just want to, you know, bring down and get rid of. Maybe I'll throw, you know, maybe I will throw them in a box and see what happens. You know, still have my what's his name, the Sun Surge. Still got that to flip. But last show I got rid of everything except for that damn Sun Surge. I got it down to $45.
What did Heat have it for like $30 or something?
Yeah, he sold his for $30 right off the bat. I was like, man, I can't do that, man. That's bad enough I'm selling it, you know?
Wow. I'm looking forward to that. Dakota, you're last.
Yeah. Yay. I did actually, I got a lot. Like everyone, I pre-ordered one of those Masterpiece Megatrons, which I haven't checked it since yesterday, but yesterday it was down to $223 per unit because I did buy three. Per my usual,
and what were they getting on shipping? Standard.
No, that's shipped. $223 shipped.
Awesome, guys, that's great. So yeah. All this bullshit and crying about $300, $300+
nonsense.
You know how BBTS and TF source roll.
Yeah,
nonsense.
They like to start a ruckus.
Oh, yeah. So there was that. I got, as far as, like, you know, you said you completed your arc bots and whatnot. I completed the Beast Wars line this past week with Bone Crusher, Shadow Panther, Snarl, Retrax, Clawjaw, and...
That's Scuba.
I think that's it. I think, that's the American Scuba.
Scuba! come here!
I think that's it. I think that's all.
Do you have Orkanok and Arachnid?
They suck.
No, I don't really view those as part of the main... Like, I want to get the Volcano set, if that makes any sense, even though I have those individual figures. And there's no change from them, like, opposed to what they ended up becoming.
Sunday night, he must have heard his name mentioned. He's in the chat. What's up, Heat? Hurricane BX.
I do want to eventually get the Volcano set. But the two like Microverse play sets, I don't give a shit about those.
That's Mighty Max.
I also got the coins that they gave away in Japan for the movie, the full set of 10. I got those. They're still wrapped in their poly bags.
Didn't I show you those coins, or did you already know about them?
I already knew about them.
Okay.
Dakota, if you can hang on to those for a bit, let me get my money straight. Then
I'm not
going to give you money.
Set?
I will. Yeah, I'll buy the rest if you want.
Like, you're at what, 80 bucks? I just wanted to get another set and keep the Dinobot from that set. I didn't know. I wasn't going to buy that shit and just sit on it though. But if you're going to get it eventually, yeah, I'll get it.
Oh yeah, like I'll most likely get it before Shadow Panther, before you ship that shit out to me. So.
Cool.
It's just with TFCon coming up this coming weekend. I ain't spending no money on anybody else.
I'll look for them and I'll order them. But yeah, they're really cool. And it's, you know, again, it's a full set and they're all wrapped in that. They're all still sealed in the plastic baggies, which I think is cool. And I haven't brought myself to take them out yet. But they're neat. I like them. Also, I ordered from Japan the Takara Beast Machine Silver Bolt, the fucking turkey.
Ugh. Nice.
It's a turkey? Ugh.
Shut up, Chris.
It looks like a turkey.
It's basically a turkey. It's a quote-unquote condor, but it's definitely a turkey.
Well, do they actually have a turkey? That would be awesome.
it's the closest thing to it, bar none.
Gobbler.
So, but it's yeah. So accurate.
Shout out to Wawa.
Fucking gobbler.
All right. Oh, we had one more. Brett's here.
Oh, actually, before Brett goes, I may be locked in for two Masterpiece Megatrons by accident. I ordered through AmiAmi first, and then I noticed you guys were getting all them savings, so I went and ordered from Amazon Japan thinking I could cancel AmiAmi, but AmiAmi's like, nope, you ordered with us 6 months down the line, man. You owe us that moolah.
How much was it?
You could cancel AmiAmi. Amazon one.
On AmiAmi, it's $241. Before shipping,
I'll take it. Yeah. I haven't done my ordering yet, so I'll take
Dude,
it.
Just get it from Amazon Japan, Brett. Don't be dumb. It's still cheap on Amazon Japan.
Tyler's like, no, take mine.
No, I'm fine with it, man. Like I got 6 months to cancel. Like the reason I can't cancel is because their order cancellation request thing button on the site is under maintenance. But it's been under maintenance since I started using the site.
Conveniently under maintenance. That's awesome.
Right? So, but yeah, I may be having an extra. So,
dude, you can flip it. Like, you can easily flip. I've honestly thought about, since they're so cheap right now, they're like what, $200 a piece basically. Mm. I thought about just ordering a fourth to flip as soon as they start releasing some of the other ones.
What did Dinobot eventually come down to?
189 shipped. Okay. Or like 181 shipped.
Yeah, billing like should that. Be sometime within the next 2 weeks.
And where'd you get that from? Soon. For the Dinobot?
Amazon Japan as well.
I really need to get on that.
Yeah, you do. Oh, what's yeah. up, Brad?
It seems like Amazon Japan is the best way to go.
What am I doing right now?
Yeah, get that football out. Throw it around. I see.
I'm canceling a pre-order right now. Is what I'm doing.
Does see that football?
Yeah,
that football there. I want to see what's in that football number.
If you'd like to know, I'm canceling a pre-order right now.
Brett, who'd you pre-order from originally? Like, I have to know.
If you say BBTS,
yeah.
Oh,
guess what? I don't think I can cancel it.
I'm pretty sure you can.
Well, maybe they'll give you the Megatron and $100 in BBTS dollars.
I'd go through that, but
what's that? Like, cancel. 20 Canadian dollars?
Just put in a fake card or something. Change your information. Do something. Get it out of there. There's a way. There's always a way with BBTS. Send Joel a nice threatening letter. Email.
Tell him it was your son.
Yeah, it was an accident, yeah. Joel.
Whoops. Little junior. Order.
And usually it'll have a little thing down below and it says quantity and you can change it to zero.
Now we're getting... Joel's going like now. Joel's sitting back saying, gotcha, bitch.
Man, all these websites are just locking people in right now.
I don't know what to tell them. All I can do is I just cancel my credit card and be like, oh, credit card didn't work. Sorry.
I did that.
Three blanks.
I canceled the credit card on a rental car one time.
No shit. That's a story.
We got time. We got time.
We don't have time, and I'm sure I've told this story several times.
That five point dip in your credit score. You canceled out a card, huh?
That was a work credit card.
Even better.
That's just
they wouldn't offer me free shipping.
That was a business credit card. I got rid of that, and I don't even work there anymore. So ha. Anyway, do you guys want to look at all of our news and pictures first? Do you want to talk about the episode first?
Well, I want to hear what Brett got this week.
He's currently in pre-order hell.
Yeah, I can't figure out how to do it. Damn you, Joel! Why'd you change this crap?
Oh, Frogman says call customer service; they will cancel it for you.
So Frogman.
Frogman.
Hey, shout out to Frogman, man. That guy's a good dude.
Frogman's awesome, man. That's my homie.
He's a sick dude.
He was. I was on a. I was video calling him the other day, and he's trying to help me fix my HVAC.
Oh, right.
Everyone's having HVAC problems. Mine was last week before last.
Right. Oh yeah.
That's enough for dad talk.
Yeah, I don't want to talk more about bills. No more bills.
You're depressed enough already, are you?
Okay. We will look at the news then. Tyler has been gracious enough. Screen share over here. Tyler's been gracious enough to send me all of the pictures privately so that I have them all in one place because a lot of shit fell this week. So we got a very excellent drawing here. Make sure that you know that it is just a drawing.
Yes.
Which I think Dakota, you're the one that pointed that out, right? We didn't know. We didn't know this was a drawing, but you made sure we knew.
Guys, yeah, is this a drawing?
I needed you guys to know.
A drawing. What I was saying on Enter the Realm was like, looks like Tour World's going for a rebrand here, man. Coming.
And you know what? Kind of smart. Yeah. I think it's kind of smart.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Because other right, than
I brought this
other
up
piece of news, there's only one company tackling it.
Yeah.
Tyler, I brought this up before, but how come every picture you've ever sent me has this like Comic Sans font for the phone? Like,
because,
who are these
okay,
people?
Can,
who are these take, people that you're friends with? They have Comic Sans everything.
That's Antoine. Don't you disrespect my homie?
Well, tell him.
Tell him his font looks like a mix CD from like 95. Had a mix CD on the corner.
Is this like an iPhone thing? Like I wouldn't even know how to change the font on my phone. I wouldn't even want to.
Come on, you know, back in the day of the internet, we were all big on Comic Sans. That was our favorite font. That was our go-to font.
Okay, well, there's you didn't send it to me, but there's a digibash of this as a whole bunch of shit. But that's okay.
Yeah, did they clarify what this was?
No.
I thought it actually looked kind of like a Transmetal Cheetor.
That's what we're saying.
Transmetal Cheetor, yeah.
Some sort of, but who knows.
So we had a whole discussion that we had to stop because I was getting too in-depth about this.
Well, one of my buddies, Rob Brown, who he's very, very big on the boards, he's the one who did the initial digibash of the Transmetal Cheetor colors with the spots and everything. He colored it in himself because I showed it to him, and I said, well, I don't know if it's Cheetor. Someone said it may be a Gal Gigar thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, and I'm the Beast Wars guy, he said to me, what? Are you dumb? And he went and colored it in and showed it to me.
That's what he said.
Yeah. And he said, what? Are you dumb? And he went and colored this in, and he goes, no, this is fucking Cheetor. And he showed me the colored picture. So if you want to go to the Digibash, I think I sent that to you as well.
I don't know. I got lots of Megatron pictures.
Oh, okay.
Jumping ahead here, see if it's in here. Oh, yeah, there it is. Boom.
So, when he showed it to me like that, it was almost unmistakable. Like, it definitely looks like a Cheetor.
Just a little stylized.
I was curious.
Stylized.
Yeah, stylized. And I'm curious, one, where's the backpack? And two, how are those hands going to work as far as the head goes?
It's a drawing.
But if it is, it's true. That's true. That's true. But if it is indeed Transmetal Cheetor, I'm in. I'm in.
I love the stylized versions of the Beast Wars characters. Like the Generation Toy Primal and all that. Like, in all honesty, I feel like I might be more open to that just because it's something new and refreshing. Even, I mean, like, I still love the MV figures, of course, but just to get something new, it's really exciting.
If it's at the right scale, I'm in. I can't do Masterpiece scale, but I will absolutely do...
You still rocking the Chug stuff?
Yep. Chug is the way to go.
Well, he can fit, like, 32 in each Detolf shelf, so he's good.
You gotta know how to live.
That's true.
They're just fucking piled in there. One of them scouts are...
Yeah, don't even standing up. He just piles them up.
I also have to question Dakota's collecting methods, because he said earlier, yeah, I just finally finished the whole Beast Wars line. You didn't get Fox Kids. You didn't get Walmart exclusives. You didn't go to the playset.
I actually do have the Walmart exclusives. I have the Tri-Predicus agent and the Pack Rat, or the Rat Trap, or whatever.
Yeah, oh, man. Shit. Where the Fox Kid at?
No one gives a fuck.
Shattered Glass Waspinator? It was you that told me about Shattered Glass Waspinator.
I use the Botcon mold for that.
True enough.
All right, here's it painted as Cheetor and Ravage and Tigatron and another Cheetor? I don't know. Season one colors Cheetor?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what
season
I would be
one
down
colors.
For fucking Ravage and Tigatron. Absolutely.
It's definitely an interesting time now because these companies are going in different directions. You know, it's cool, especially for Beast Wars fans to actually have, you know, newer product, you know, other than going the Hasbro route now.
One of the things we almost started yelling about in our chat was the fact that this is a drawing and it doesn't have any backpack or any kibble at all.
Yeah.
And though this is a drawing, like, if it didn't have any backpack or anything, how would you feel about that?
Well,
with the actual design, if it actually designed to look this sleek and slim?
Because the original toy, the front arms, legs of the Cheetah were just folded in half, and they went up kind of like stacks, like Ultra Magnus or something.
Yeah. I'm just going to say this right now. If the Beast Mode is an amputee Cheetah, I'm out. Or I might buy one and do what Joe does and get a Sharpie and just write, "This is Josh Fisher." Shout out to that dude.
Yeah, shout out to Tilt. He's actually in the chat right now. What's up, Tilt? We call him Tilt. That's the homie Tilt.
That's what's up.
So if this didn't have the big cheetah leg stacks on the back, assuming that it just fits them in somewhere else, how would you feel about them changing the profile of them?
I feel like right now is kind of a little too early to tell because we don't have any actual like prototype or conceptual image of a prototype or render to make that decision to see how it would look. As Dakota said before, very, very bluntly, very almost aggressively, like, this is just a fucking drawing.
Anybody that knows drawings is a fucking comic book nerd.
When you see it, the plastic resin, then we could talk.
But as far as the Transmetal Cheetor colors, like if this is, even if it's just a little bit stylized, man, like I've been waiting for a company, like this isn't the stylized that I had in mind, but like I've been waiting for a company to tackle the Beast Wars stuff and stylize it in a way that's new and refreshing, like Micah said, but also sticking true to the original character design, if that makes sense. So if that's the case and this is a Transmetal Cheetor that they are actually doing, I'm in.
I agree. The focus of my collection has become new Beast Wars toys that come out.
Yeah.
So anything that's new that's coming out, I'm into it. I'm not really into the nostalgia-driven old stuff anymore. And every time I look at Ancestrod, even though it has nothing to do with anything, I think, I could get down with this. Maybe.
Ancestral. Is that like an ape wing?
Yeah. I think. I wish it was called ape wing. Yeah.
I think once I get once I finally get the generation toy gorilla from you, whenever you ship it to me, Dakota.
Oh yeah, that's something I can finally say. I had the opportunity to take a look at Generation Toy Gorilla this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Courtesy of you, Tyler. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. But no, I feel like once I get that in hand and I really get a feel for the, because like I've seen pictures, I've watched reviews, it looks awesome. But like you can never really tell with a figure until you get it in hand. X Transbots, Cliff Jumper, or Toro, for example, right? Like a lot of people didn't like it because of the renders and stuff. But once you get it in hand, it's a completely different experience. And I feel like once I get the Generation Toy Gorilla in hand, maybe it'll be enough to change my mind, and maybe it'll be enough to make me want to go in on the line further with the Sideswipe coming out and the Incestrod coming out from DX9. Yes, I said that.
Incestrod or Ancestrod? I can't tell what you guys are going for here.
Well, I mean, the actual name of it is Ancestrod. Just a word.
You Yankees, y'all pronounce the A's and the I's very similar.
It sounds like a step porn dating site.
There we go. But yeah, no, I feel like if this is how it goes, then I'm in for Toy World, especially because they look what they did with Debbie. They put out a quality product, and I feel like this would be no less.
Yeah, it's just interesting to see them changing it up because they're also doing like a movie prime too. So to see Toy World coming out, rebranding themselves, stepping away, getting themselves away from Zeta and those designers, and actually saying, "Hey, this shit went down. We're doing this now."
We're more than just a one-trick pony.
Yeah, well,
I think that says something.
How many times are they going to jump that shark with the constructor releases?
That's true. Hey, you know what? You know who else is bad for that? You know who else is bad for that? Generation Toy. They just released a constructor with their a Gravity Builder in Nemesis Prime colors now.
Yeah.
Because there was one black and red, and now it's black and purple.
Because why enough is enough. I said this last time. They're just gonna use the heck out of that mold.
Yeah, it's probably funding all their new stuff now. So why not do it? Jump the shark a couple times.
I would never have known that Constructicons in crazy various colors, like in even very like similar colors, would be at all that popular.
Mm. What's left? They could do a Shattered Glass. They could do a Nemesis version. They could do what was that old crazy? The crazy colors. The Constructicons came. Was that G2? The crazy G2. Color G2, not yellow.
Not everyone did that, exclusive. But they can do the Diaclone colors.
That's it. That's exactly the
Diaclone. Yeah.
You know, so there is a
clear version of all of. There's a clear version of all of them because someone out there likes the clear stuff. Looking at you, Matt sticky. Baldwin.
As Pinkerton would say, is it sticky?
Oh, that's where the "if you nasty" part comes from.
Yeah.
All right, next up, we got all the pictures we can eat of Masterpiece Megatron.
He looks impressive, man. He really does. He is very show accurate.
From the show Beastworth from Amazon, refers to it as Beastworth. Maybe that was like a browser-by-browser thing when it translates, but it says Beastworth for me.
Yeah, sometimes
it's
Beastworth, sometimes it's Beast Wards.
Yeah. Dinobot was like Beast Wards. Whatever. Here's Megatron. He's huge. It's perfect. Optimus is a little guy. This proves it.
That's just, oh my god, that scale is going to be so amazing, and my Detolf is going to hate me.
I don't even know how to fit two like in one shelf. I'll make it fit. But
yeah,
you know what? I've actually considered just keeping the second one because the beast mode looks just as awesome as the robot mode.
Well, you think of it this way: the beast modes themselves were more characteristic in the show than their robot mode because they were in beast mode most of the time.
Yeah,
you want to have them in both modes. You're going to want to see that because they were in the show like that.
Not that the Dinobot beast mode looks terrible, but this is just so much cleaner.
Spudgers. You're definitely going to need a spudger for this game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The paddles and shit. You know, Bobby should make his own line of spudgers.
Yeah, the spudger is the way to go.
Yeah, I really like the paint. I've never, like, in all my time of watching Beast Wars, I've never actually paid attention to this type of detail.
And Dakota's actually the one that showed me the shots and like, yeah, this detail is actually on the CGI model or the character model in the show. And I've never played close enough detail to that. Maybe it's because I've been so used to the toy colors. Who the fuck is playing drums at this time?
Is that a gong?
Is that time to move it on, or like what is that?
What is your table made of brass?
Someone just got a boner for this Megatron. It's good, but it's not that good. Chill.
I wish some of these pictures would be. There we go. That's my profile picture right now on Facebook. Amazing.
Look at those.
I thought it'd be funnier when I said it.
If that tongue articulates.
A lot of detail.
Just give me a little up and down with that tongue.
Dark Dakota's gonna have a friend with a Dark Mega. I'll come up with something after. Give me a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Take your time.
Oh, lasers. So
it's got laser sword.
Fire my laser. Yes. And you said there was like when you showed me the voice clips. Can keep going through the pictures. When you showed me the voice clips, Dakota, there was only two, and I was the only expecting two. But you said there's like 30 plus.
There's 30.
And they're brand new or newly recorded.
Newly recorded. That's right.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So you need to put batteries in it to get those voice clips, right?
Of course.
Yep, two LR.
And I guess I'm never gonna ever hear those voice clips because I don't fucking put batteries in them.
Bricks. He's got a pull string. Okay. The farmer says.
So he comes with this rifle for one really episode. The rifle is 100% going to stay in the box for me, but
agreed.
It's
okay.
It's cool that they added it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do think that's cool.
But you know what? This makes me hopeful for Pterosaur if we ever see one.
Oh,
if they
shit.
Did this from that one episode, they'll give Pterosaur his giant sniper rifle.
Yeah, Pterosaur's got to be next. Now, Agent H did say at one point that Megatron was going to be the next MP Beast Wars figure, and here he is.
Yep.
So I think I need to ask him what the next one's going to be. See if he's two for two.
You got to do it with like scratching your arm real quick. Like,
yeah, it's got to be on one of those on broadcasted ROC hangouts, you know, where we're not on the air, and he could give out the secrets a little bit more.
So you said something, and then it came true. Say something again. It looks like he has, three or four different faceplates. It's hard to count the faceplates because there's always one on him in a picture, and then there's other ones on the side, but I think it's three.
It's three.
Well, I thought it was also cool with the eyes in dinosaur mode.
Were
articulated also. Or you swap them out.
I'm guessing you just kind of roll these up, or maybe when the mouth opens, the eyes roll.
It could be like that. The masterpiece Grimlock, where it was on that rotating bit inside the head.
It's possible.
Well, I've read that the eyes are individually articulated.
Madness.
Yeah, they are. So.
That's like some Bandai figure shit going on.
Very like.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I love it. It's crazy. I'm not knocking it. It's awesome. This is going to be the best Beast Wars movie.
You nailed it, man. I'm happy for you guys, man. I really am. For you Beast Wars collectors, you know, and this is one guy they had to do. They have to.
For those of you who are getting it, we got to see. We got to take a poll right now. Which face do you, presuming you only have one in robot mode, shut up, Dakota. Which face are you going with? The mouth closed, the wrong way, the happy face,
or the mad face. I'm either going for yes or mad.
So the mad is very much like the original toy.
Mm-hmm. No, the angry face then. I thought you said smiling face was the toy face. That's what I assumed.
No. The teeth, the gritted teeth face is very much the original toy face.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm kind of upset there isn't one that's missing teeth.
It's probably gonna be the one where he's saying yes, with like the dip in the bottom lip.
This one? I don't know. That's a little too goofy for me.
Oh man!
No, it's sort of like
quintessential Beast Wars Megatron.
It's like the G1 Megs. The face I love the most is like when he has his mouth open and he's like sarcastically smiling.
Yeah,
I love that face. That captures the fucking tune to me.
I might have to go with either the mouth closed or the teeth. Probably the teeth.
I think I'm probably going to go with the teeth as well, just because I really like my dynamic posing. And if there's any pose that my Megatron's going to be in, it's going to be fucking battle mode right next to Dinobot.
Well, you have the option to switch it out whenever you want.
Yeah, if I'm getting
options,
two.
Options, people. Options, finally.
Get this budget.
Yes, as collectors, we have options. Oh, shit, I just hit my Voltron. Sorry, guys.
How dare you? I like that he comes with a beam effect, though. I was kind of worried that he wouldn't. But I do. I like that he comes with a beam effect. And I just kind of hope that maybe it lights up. But I may be getting this one mixed up with the, well, news for later. But the one that comes after this announcement.
There could be. There could be a light in the dino mouth and a light in the head.
Now, is it coming with that stand?
No, that's Dinobot.
No, that one was a Dinobot. Yeah.
Which also will stay in the box.
Jed from Blackout and Shout pointed out, too, do you think a lot of these guys, I don't know, maybe it wasn't a lot of these guys, but do you think this guy's going to need it to stand on his own in beast mode?
No. Look at those fucking feet. Those things are big.
Yeah. But it's going to be very off balanced with the arms, you know, especially the head.
There you
arm.
Go. No stand.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, I thought you were talking about in robot mode, in robot mode.
Well, even robot mode too, because like all of the weight is in the one, the dino
the
head,
one side,
right?
Yeah,
he's got the spurs like the toys.
Yeah, I think their spurs will more than make up for it.
Yeah.
Something that
see, like there, found... he does have the stand. So,
well, it also so, depends on where they put the metal. If they put any die cast in the legs to weight it down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Looks like it lights up in the mouth. Looks like there's an LED in there.
This is from last week's episode, right?
Yeah, I think so. Roger, what were you going to say?
Something I found interesting about the stand, if you look at the bottom of it, it's got like the connectors, like you could connect it to more, but only Dinobot comes with the stand. So are we going to get figures later on, like maybe...
So only Dakota can connect stands together.
Yay!
Because he's getting
I'll have at least three of them open. I'll have at least three of them open, so...
That's true.
Is that?
I wonder if maybe it's just an accessory for later that you can buy standalone.
I feel like they're going to sell it separately later, for sure.
Well, they never did the Seeker Jets. They never sold those separate.
No,
they had those like those little ones that came with like tracks, I think. I want to say they sold those separately at some point.
Do you think with the characters like Waspinator and Pterosaur that they might release more stands that you can connect together?
Because they're flying characters, yeah. I would
the only stand that I remember was the one from Prime. And you had to get that if like it was like a first aid sale or whatever, and you got that stand. That's the only time I've ever seen them do a stand separate. Officially.
Prime. So... All the scenes that you'd want to make are depicted in these promo shots, which is awesome. He's crushing Dinobot's head when Rattrap's got to shoot either him or Pterosaur.
And that Dinobot looks good too, man. Wow, look how
not
clean
not
it is.
Not from this angle, but...
No, it's not too bad. It's pretty clean, man. It's
even, even this angle is not too bad.
Considering with all the kibble, that it's clean, man. It
I just
really
like
is.
The idea that his back here is just a briefcase full of dino bits.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Like, it is. In there, there's some claws. There's like a face. It's just all...
Looks like he's wearing like a swimming vest.
That's it, yeah.
He's going out on the boat.
He's got his life preserver.
He's sword fighting with Megatron's tail. And
Dinobot, take a dive.
Why were you?
Oh, okay. Life. Never mind. Life jacket.
I didn't know this was a character-driven show like that. We do character.
What?
I got a space party.
Stasis Log just turned into a role play show. All right.
Ooh. And there's
would
a bunch
that technically
of scenes...
make us furries?
Oh,
shout out to Furry Life.
You got a history with them, don't you?
There's levels to this shit.
Levels to this shit. Remember that.
Okay, so that's Megatron. Yeah, he's up right now for pre-order on Amazon Japan, as well as other websites you don't need to go to. And he's going to be like, what, 250 shipped? On average, let's just put that out there.
Not yeah. that $330 like I'm everybody. The Doom Bearers came up with that $330 price.
Oh, I know.
The Doom Bearers, holy shit.
Man, that caused such a ruckus in the fandom, and then the lines are drawn in the stand. And
I know. I got some guy that's going to meet up with me and teach me a lesson at TFCon.
Man, don't even mess with Cape Cod John, man. That's my boy.
I'm not going to mess with him, but like, John's listen, you don't call me
John's
out.
John's a good dude.
I'll sit him down and I'll buy him a beer because I'm.
All you gotta do is just message him and just be a man and clear it up. That's all.
I can't. He blocked him. I got your back.
I can't. He blocked me.
He blocked you already.
Yeah. No. Listen. He sent me the bitch message and then blocked me before I could respond.
Nice.
So, I'll sit him down, buy him a beer, tell him what's what, and we'll be good.
Yeah, it's all
the Canadian way. I'll even apologize.
It's all good, man. It's toys, people. It's fucking toys.
I'll buy him a maple syrup teeny.
Look like it articulates left and right.
I like the way you took control of the conversation there, Bricks.
Yeah. Fuck you. Look at this. Yeah, there it is. There's the cut right there. So this part can rotate on that.
I think it's only got one point of joint in the tail.
No, I don't think. Yeah, I don't think the flap. I don't think it rotates at the flap. I think it's a little far down.
Here's the cut right here.
Yeah, perfect. Wow. No, that's good.
This portion can go left and right. Of course, this part stays up here, so that's not part of it.
Yeah,
but,
Is this all the news you got?
No. Here we go. We have this bullshit.
We just linger on perfection before we go on to some Hasbro bullshit.
Okay, so this is a thing that's coming out at, San Diego Comic-Con? One of those Comic-Cons. Something nobody goes to. It's also going to be on Hasbro Toy Shop. It's a repaint of a thing that we kind of want, repainted into a thing we probably don't want.
I'm the opposite. It's repainted from a thing I kind of don't want.
Check it out, quality throne.
Something I kind of want.
Quality cardboard box.
Honestly, if this is what came out in retail, I think I would be.
I'd be a little more.
I think
excited
I would be more excited to buy it. I really like this deco on this mold. And I know, a lot of people seem to be thinking it's coming from left field. It doesn't make any sense. I think Deluxe was saying it doesn't make any sense. But I really like this. This is cool. I'm not hating on the original one. But I think if this came out in retail and the SDCC decided to use the show accurate one as the exclusive, I would have been happier because this looks awesome. And
yeah.
The show accurate one.
Check out your plastic wheel of fortune in the back. Give it a spin.
Don't spin it too hard. You'll rip the paper.
Land on a whammy.
Whammies and Prime Masters.
Origami throne.
Surfboard. So it is the Optimal Optimus that they're putting out any day now.
Repainted
to be the colors of original Optimus Primal. Why? I don't know. He comes with a cardboard chair. He comes with some bullshit. Here's the bullshit.
And Deluxe was saying he comes with
a... It's for the kids. It's the playability for the kids, man.
Can I throw him out the window?
With the kids?
He comes with a stick.
Yeah, the kids are throwing the game.
I know you said your team no kids, but relax.
Okay, do we have to get a statement? We got to get a statement written up and put out there. This is a live show.
Look at this sticker peeling off right here.
I don't understand why they went with stickers for,
they turn into
for the
squares.
Faction symbols, at least.
In case you want some more squares. They turn into bullion cubes here, in case you need that for cooking.
Look when they started doing the stickers for the Generations figures. We all loved it. Worrell had stickers. We thought it was the greatest thing in the world.
That's because we can put them on ourselves and not.
And now you're getting we're getting foiled fucking.
I don't need
crumpled up aluminum foil put on by a blind guy
on my toys. That's all I'm saying.
Anyway, on August 13th, this will go up on Hasbro Toy Shop. It looks like it's gonna be $70. I don't know what their shipping is like. I never bought.
I think it's free over 50, so it's fine.
What does the regular retail go for? Because I saw, 50, I saw, like, weren't they selling 50, it for like? 60. I saw someone was selling for like $100.
No, definitely not regular retail.
A regular one.
The regular one is it's a liter, so it's like what, 48?
Yeah, 50. I mean, we're being honest.
It depends. I mean, Toys R Us isn't around anymore, so what does Target and Walmart charge for liters?
44, 48.
Okay, well, on average. So yeah, this guy is different too, right? The little version, the little part is a little bit different deco wise.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yeah. It is. It took a minute to think, but yes.
I think we saw a picture of both of them next to each other at one point. I don't have that picture, but that's okay. I'm gonna get the regular one. If it hits Ollie's eventually, maybe I'll buy some more. Shout out to Overlord.
Chicken strips.
Yeah, man, dude, if Hasbro would have done a better job on this, like something we could be proud of as, you know, fans, like I think it would be all over. I like the SDCC deco, but I fucking hate the retail version.
See, I don't think that's exactly fair. I don't think that's exactly fair. I think this is, look, the state of affairs with Hasbro right now, and like it's very prevalent in Combined Wars, Titan Return, and now Power of the Primes, is they're very hollow. That's just kind of the design route they've been going with these lines. Very hollow, a lot of waffles, and I feel like it's, you know, I don't know if it's to save space or save face, whatever the fuck, or just to maximize profits, but I feel like someone who designed this did the best they could
with the
budget
they
were given.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I've been saying about Hasbro for so long.
I absolutely disagree. I disagree with that. See, I don't give a shit about waffles. Ooh. Waffles have never bothered me.
Lego Lego.
I've offended toys that have waffles. It's fine. I get that.
Boy,
but I think whoever
up.
Designed this, I think they designed it around that stupid, shitty fucking play pattern. And, like, that's why it fucking sucks.
Well, yeah, but that's the cost of doing business, though.
The cost of doing business, fuck that. The last time there was a fan vote, fucking fans got everything they wanted out of it. What we got, fucking Ron Perlman jerking off on a shitty fucking internet show, and a terrible toy that turns into a fucking box to show for it. Get out of here. That's trash.
I think you're being a little ungrateful.
Much better.
This
seems like there's a lot. There's a lot going on in the fandom that I'm missing. Ron Perlman jerking off on a show?
Yeah,
what's going on?
You lost me at that one. Yeah. What happened?
He's Optimus Primal. I think it's horse shit because, we can have Peter Cullen, but not Gary Chalk. It's fine. Ron Perlman.
I agree. I don't understand why they didn't go with Gary Chalk, and I don't know why they did when of all people Ron Perlman, but. You know, I'm still waiting to see the show to make a judgment. I will say that. I'm not going to make a judgment before I see it. I've heard terrible things, but I'm going to wait to watch it to make that judgment myself.
As far as whoever designed that toy, that's trash, man. I try to enjoy everything for what it is that Hasbro puts out, but, like, I feel it would have been a lot better received if we got a small monkey instead of a fucking box. Like, you wanted to zoom in on that box, transmetal homage, but that fucking box, dude, it's been a year since we've seen it, and I still fucking hate it.
Well, okay, let me paint you a picture.
Do you hate the figure or just the box?
All right. Primal Skullface over here.
What don't you like?
No.
I want to see the picture. Paint the picture.
Let me paint you a picture, okay? Paint you a picture. You're working at Hasbro. You like Beast Wars. They said, okay, we'll put the fan vote out. Fan vote, Beast Wars. Give us an Optimus Primal. You get excited. You start making concepts. And they're like, nope, has to incorporate this gimmick, has to do with this plastic, has to have this much hollowness. And you're like, okay, I'll try and make that work. And then this is what you have to come up with because your bosses say so.
Yeah. I mean, that's Hasbro, period.
Exactly.
You painted that picture for me, but like, had I known that this, because none of us knew what the gimmick was going to be for Power of the Primes.
Oh,
that's
none
true.
Of us knew it.
So what do you hate? I still don't get what you're actually hating. The skateboard?
Because, yes.
Yeah.
you're hating the skateboard and then it transforms into a small.
Look, Dust. This robot here.
That's the skateboard.
This
robot
folds in half and turns into a rectangular prism.
I know that. Yeah, okay. So.
Yeah.
Would you rather just be a parts former for vehicle mode?
Nope, I'd rather it be a fucking tiny monkey that wears the big monkey like a suit.
Okay.
I got what you're saying.
I could get on board with that too. Yeah, tiny monkey. That's a quote.
Yeah, tiny monkey.
Someone write that down.
Bigger monkey wears it like a suit. And that would have been cool, man. That would have been awesome. Or even like if they would have put any creativity into that alt mode, I think I would have been happy with it, even if it wasn't a tiny monkey.
Hey, man. Yeah, no, that's you're talking about the little monkey, right?
You mean the shark? Okay, so you're crazy. Yeah. You're going nuts about the little guy, right? Is that true?
Yes.
Like
yes.
the big bot itself. Ha, big bot. It looks pretty good to you, right? You're not hating
the
on
big,
that?
The big bot itself, everything but the fucking lack of paint on the cockpit?
Well, the cockpit. Yeah. Okay, it's Hasbro. We get it. You know, it's not a third-party figure. It's going
to
have its
paint. It's going to have its molded
plastic. It's just... Even so you're
sticker,
actually just ups- you're really upset. You're upset about the surfboard thing.
Yes. Very.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. I'll
and
give it to you.
I initially like listen. I agree with Dakota in the when we first saw pictures that this was dumb. This was trash. Why is he turning into a skateboard or a surfboard or a snowboard, boogie board? Doesn't matter what kind of board it is. Why does he turn into that and not a monkey?
Boogie
That's
board.
Not my hashtag.
Or even,
not my primal.
Some kind
over
of,
the
some
wall.
Kind of discernible alt mode. Not a fucking, right. like, battery box.
But now listen, this is the way I've rationalized it, because knowing this is a completely new continuity, it has nothing to do with Beast Wars other than the namesake and it turning into a monkey, loosely. This is how I've rationalized it, and this is how I hope they go about it in the cartoon, which is the reason Primal is a shuttle and the power armor rides on top of him, because Primal is the transport for the power armor. He doesn't have to bring it everywhere, but when he needs it, he goes and gets it, he brings it, it drops, he jumps into it, and now he is Optimal Optimus. He wears that thing like a suit of armor.
Where did that happen?
I don't know. I haven't seen the show. I'm hoping that's what happens, because if that happens, I'm 100%.
The Machinima show?
Yeah. I'm hoping that's what happens.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, so, but like to me, for a gimmick like this, it has to be explained. It has to be explained well for it to make sense to me. And that's how I'm explaining it right now to myself. But if they don't do it like that, and he's just like, hey, what's up, guys? I'm just going to transform into Bucky, and then I'm going to do a surfboard thing and watch us boogie loogie loo.
Of course.
Like, I'm,
so what are the other leaders in Power of the Primes? We got Optimus, we got a Hot Rodimus, and
voting. But let me kind of
maybe it's like maybe it's a He-Man Prince Adam thing in the cartoon.
What are the little guys in the Optimus and the Rodimus? What do they turn into?
A truck and a car.
So why does one turn into a fucking remote control?
I mean, please tell me you're talking about the SDCC He-Man Adam. When you made that comment, please tell me you were talking about that.
Laughing Prince Adam, of course.
Yes. Okay.
I think it's fucking great, man.
Okay, continue. Sorry.
I don't know. I don't want to say I'm 100% on board with it, but I like this deco, and I'm gonna try and get it from Hasbro Toy Shop.
Has the character made the appearance in the show yet?
I think so. I think the show is over, and it's now free on YouTube to watch the whole thing.
Well, then I definitely have to. I have some homework to do.
Yeah, me too.
Had I known that they would have like force fucked this gimmick into this toy, I would have voted for Star Saber.
It could be worse. It could be purple. Grape ape.
Why are you being so ungrateful? Listen, I have it on good faith from somebody that says there is more Beast Wars shit in the pipeline.
Well,
so are you not going to support Beast Wars in the main line entirely?
No. Like, okay, you're misunderstanding me. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to hate it. I'm going to buy it and hate it.
You're a Transformers fan. That's what we do.
You're going to buy it to look it over in your hand.
Beast Machines, whatever the fuck you like.
Yeah. He's going to hold it in one hand and type on the other. I fucking hate this piece of shit.
I've got breaking news for this guy. Breaking news. This figure comes out Sunday of NJCC. Fuck me.
Woo!
So there goes
the Hasbro Toy Shop price is $69.99.
Well, that's like the cheapest way you're going to be able to get it, right?
That's like the only way you're going to be able to get it. Anyone who's paying $250 for this and
just
is passing up a masterpiece, like, boy, just, you know what? Go parachuting without a parachute.
I don't want this because the colors don't make sense at all.
There it goes again.
maybe that's a sign. That's a sign from the Sabertonian gods.
That's
move on to the next topic.
Okay, next topic. Next topic, fuck this. Dakota, we can look at your figure JX, right?
Yes. Those are all public.
Are we allowed?
Ah, Megatron! Megatron!
That was a very good discussion, boys.
Yeah. JX,
Dakota got a little
heated. I didn't know his name was now Metal Beast.
Yeah, his name, right, so his name's, I think, like, I think Metal Beast too. Is the toy line, but Wing Dragon.
Yeah, Metal Beast is the line.
Who knows, man? Who knows?
This is another one that looks phenomenal. And if the price is correct, because I've seen him post it himself, if the price is correct, boys, we are getting spoiled right now. The sculpt on this looks amazing.
It was 900, what was it?
RMB. RMB.
RMBs, which translates to $136 US.
That is so dope. So it'll be about 250 on BBTS.
And then this is the Transmetal Megatron, right?
Transmetal 2.
Yes,
this is one. This is one of three companies making this. Yes, the Red Dragon.
This one's the only one that's MP scale and show accurate. and he stands like 30 centimeters tall to the tip of his head.
Yeah.
What else has they done? This company done anything else?
This is the first one from.
This is the Wei Zhang of Beast Wars right here.
Okay, they're affiliated with Black Mamba and all that.
No, I don't think they're the Wei Zhang because this is a completely new original mold.
Wei Zhang does original mold. Shout out to them.
Yeah, they did a different Megatron too. G1.
Oh, well, either way, this looks fantastic. And scrolling through the pictures, you can see the articulation. I don't think it's going to come with the gimmick like the original toy did, and it definitely shouldn't because that just hinders posability of.
You mean this one?
Sure.
There you go.
Picture me rolling.
Look at that
That's how I'm going to display mine.
Yo, what's just like the wind is blowing and he's just rolling along.
Wind's blowing, eyes squinting.
He's like on Venice Beach. He's like on a Venice Beach bike trail. You know what I mean?
But look, go back one picture. Good. Go back one picture. Look at that. That is beautiful. I'm going to have to buy two of these for the dragon mode because that is awesome. I got a thing for dragons. So.
I'm the last of my kind.
Like it's worth it, man.
Yeah.
So I believe he said something like the color version will be out in October, I think.
So it might be at TFCon Chicago then.
Maybe. That's when he said it would be ready, I think.
I really like that the claws are kind of indenting the muscle right here.
Yeah, you see the muscle in the nip. It's crazy.
Tickle the nip.
And the tail on the nip, you mean? Mm. Nah, man, this looks good. This was fire right here.
He said that he does plan on like upsizing the wings a little bit more because they are just a tad small.
Look, he's got an Infinity Gauntlet.
That's
just a fucking hand puppet. What you talking about?
Brian Brink says, are these guys bullies driving away customers from Fans Hobby and PE?
Chris, you originally had an issue with the feet.
The original feet on this thing were horrendous.
How are you liking the more accurate new feet?
So here's the thing. I noticed that they were better. So clearly, I like these more. Because I noticed, hey, didn't this one used to have really terrible feet? Oh, like there
weren't these like inside out knife blocks?
They were like platform shoes, yeah.
I think it was just
a bad render. Okay. I think it was just a bad render at first, but like this is the actual physical toy that they had images taken of. So this isn't a render anymore.
Now I have the Fans Hobby. I'm getting the Perfect Effect. I'm getting this one, and we haven't heard from TransArt in a while. But we have options, and I'm taking all of them.
If the price,
what a time it is to be alive.
And I believe this one's cheaper than the reported price. It's cheaper than
any of the
Perfect Effect too.
Well, no, the Fans Hobby was like 120 some.
Yeah, but this one will be cheaper than Perfect Effect for sure.
Yeah,
that's good.
And big, fucking big.
If the price is right, then this would work out cheaper than Dinobot and Megatron.
Rodri, if you don't take that KFC job, I'm moving to New Zealand, and I'm going to start slinging chicken.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, I'll take that job just like I dunk my head in the deep fryer.
I think I missed something. What?
Okay, so like minimum wage in Rodri's country averages to like $13 US, which is like double our minimum wage.
Maybe in fucking Louisiana.
Yeah, maybe down south, man.
the minimum here is still the federal minimum.
$10-$11 an hour.
Yeah, why don't you just move up to Pennsylvania.
Because the fucking standard of living goes up. Like, the further you move north, like, yeah, you get paid more, but, like, shit's way higher.
Hang on. Let me help you. Let me help you with this. Roger, how much is paid for a bundle of bananas?
A bundle? They come in bundles now?
What's a bundle of bananas?
A thing of bananas. How much do you pay for a thing of bananas?
Hey, better yet, can you ask him what pays for,
we charge a 12-pack
of soda? Because I don't eat bananas.
We pay by the pound.
Dakota's like,
you buy them by
the pound. I don't even know what I pay for here. I don't eat them.
Yeah. Roger, what do you pay for a bag?
Roger, what do you pay for a bushel of mud bugs?
Roger, why aren't you answering us? Roger, start answering us, man.
Roger
come on.
Dropped.
Hold on. I'll answer for him.
What did you hit? Jesus. Is that an e-talk door?
No, it's the spring on my mic boom.
Oh, that looks like that did not look like a mic when you pulled that up.
Roger.
All right.
Well, you guys are right,
when Roger gets back, we'll ask him how much he pays. We'll ask him how much he pays for like now, a single cola.
Is this a normal
bushel of mud bugs?
I try to watch the show as much as possible, and lately it's just been evading me with my new work schedule. But is this how it always is between Ty and Dakota here?
Ty and everyone, yes.
That's Ty and the internet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
Ty
in
the world. Ty wants to burn.
I'm getting
the world.
In fights. I'm getting death threats. That's I'm making it, new friends. I'm losing old friends.
Hey, that's what I do.
Woo. Yeah, but all my friends that I make and lose are not 14 years old and mob me on the internet.
14?
So.
You're being generous calling them 14.
Rodri, how much are those bananas, son?
I don't know. You lost me there.
Well, cost of living. Cost of living in
they
New Zealand. I've heard
over there.
I've heard in Australia, a simple like pound of bananas is close to like $8 to $10, where over here
pounds.
It's like 35 cents. What do you mean we don't have pounds? I got pounds. I got lots of pounds.
Why are you fucking with bananas? Like, stop fucking. Stop
it's just
protein,
it's an example of the cost of produce. And Dakota, be frank, I'm worried about you. I'm gonna bobby you for a minute. I'm worried about you. I need your health to be A+. I want you around here on stasis lock for the next 50 years, okay?
That's fine. I smoke and drink and think about killing myself all the time. I'll be here.
That is true. You do procrastinate a lot.
Yeah. Everybody out there watching the show. Everybody watching the show, just hit up Dakota, send them a little love, man. Give them little thoughts and prayers.
Hey, look, as long as they still got Beast Wars Masterpieces on pre-order, like, I'm good. I'm good until, like, that pre-order stops.
He's good until the well runs dry.
Yeah, like, you got me for at least another 6 months.
So.
And here I said, yeah. I thought I was the cryptic one saying that I'll never get my season one ArcBots done masterpiece scale before I die. You know, I got it done.
Dakota,
I'm still here.
Dakota works at a truck stop casino, so I can understand his suicidal tendencies.
Suicidal.
You don't have to put his business
out
there.
What's
going
on?
Yeah,
oh, he does it all the time.
Thanks for
relax.
Okay, so I think that was on the news we have.
No. Roger's got something to say, and it's about bananas. What's up?
It's $2.50 for bananas.
$1.50?
$2.
$2.
$2.50?
Okay,
weird.
So
I wonder why it's so different.
I feel like
Australia.
That's about what a bundle as you here, like, still, man, I'd be slinging chicken and buying like 6 Masterpiece Megatrons.
Yeah, but
you have to move your mom.
Stress I had to go through.
The what?
It's a stressful job.
Like, you gotta tip the boat captain when they come in with the parcels.
That was my first job. I actually slung chicken for my first job, so I'm familiar with it. It's familiar.
It wasn't
at
KFC though.
Slung
chicken. It was the Raising Cane's. It was a high.
What do you do with your chicken?
I slung it. You know, you slung it in the grease.
If you say Raising Cane's 2 more times, Kenny Prime will show up.
Yo, he's got that drumstick swanging.
Shout out to Kenny Prime.
Drumstick swanging. Okay, that's all the news, I swear.
All right, we out, guys.
It's more than, hey, now we got the majority of the show we got to do.
Dust just doesn't want to tell us his notes.
Well, no. My notes are, it's simple, man. I do have notes. You know, Yeah, he's telling me, watch the episode and have notes. Easy. I'll be there. Relax. I got this.
You're the one that asked me what episode we're doing.
Yeah, well, what am I, not going to come on the show and not have part of the conversation? Be a part of this lovely Deluxe talk?
Deluxe took really good notes, and that surprised me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised you can say, now, Chris, where do I find this episode again?
On the DVD. All right, so the episode's called Dark Designs, Season 1, Episode 13. Basically, the Predacons kidnap Rhinox. They modify him so he's a Predacon, and the Maximals have to go save him. But instead of saving him, they sit around because they know Rhinox will wind up kicking everybody's ass. He destroys all the Predacons and then gets turned back into a Maximal just in time for them to rescue him. And end of the episode, nothing really gets accomplished. Again,
it was like a G1 filler episode.
Yeah,
I disagree, but we will get into that.
Okay, Dust, you're first.
All right, this is what I got. They should have called the episode Nemesis Rhinox. That would have been way better, just in my
opinion.
It's good.
It's good.
There was a G1 reference, two G1 references that I caught in there. Shrapnel, Waspinator, you know, referenced himself as Shrapnel, and then he said, "More than meets the eye."
I didn't catch that until this time watching it. I couldn't figure out what he was saying until this time. I heard that.
Shout out to Wing Life. There was a Wing Life reference.
Yep.
Oh, what is the what is the one co? What is the one co thing that he says? One co, one co, the same. That's not a reference to G1.
Not Wonko, but one co. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that is either.
And one thing I did realize that after not seeing the show in a while, and you know, I watched it back in the day, and you guys know that I always say that it was a good show. It's very, very character driven. I don't hate on it. I may not collect the toys, but I'm not a hater. It did seem like it got better when everything went transmetal with me with that. But other than that, man, it's like at first I thought watching the episode when Rhinox was like trying to take out the Predacons, I was like, all right, so he's not. It didn't take, like, you know, like the whole Nemesis thing didn't take on him, and he was just being himself and fucking with them. But I guess when Prime said that he knew that this would happen, that he would react this way to the, as you say, the brainwashing, you know, that he just let him go and let him wreak havoc. But yeah, it was all right. It was like a typical one episode where, like, we're going to surround this episode around this character. You know, like you, Tracks, like season two of G1, like Tracks and your spray episodes and shit like that. So it was kind of cool to watch it again, man. And I'm not hating it. I still have it on my hard drive, and I think I may have to go back and watch a little more. So that's it.
That was funny because it's funny because Deluxe said the same thing. He said, as much as he loved the show before, like watching it again, he said he wanted to go back and watch the series again. So. That's interesting.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's a child show. It's made that way, and a lot of people shit on the animation. But for back in the day, that shit was groundbreaking, man. That was PlayStation type shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. PlayStation 1 type shit. You know, like you see that Transformer show looks like a PlayStation 1 game. You know, you know, that was the shit back in the day. Yeah, I mean,
they did make a PlayStation 1 game for it.
yeah, they did. But I'm saying graphic wise, like with their animation and stuff like that, that was groundbreaking at the time, man. That was new. That was edgy. Yeah.
All right, who wants next?
The same show or the same company did a different show reboot, and later on Shadow War or Shadow Planets or War Planets in the
States.
What I liked
was like they weren't sure where they wanted to go with the show, and then they started doing the G1 references, and I thought that was witty and cool. So for you G1 fans, you know, could get a little bit out of it, and then of course it pays off towards the end with them finding the Ark and whatnot. You know.
Yep, I agree.
I say Mike is next.
All right, I'll do my personal notes, and I got Dalton's notes I can do later if there's time and stuff.
If I hear multiple pieces of paper, we gotta have a talk. Okay, page one.
No, my notes are pretty short and sweet. So Rhinox needs to at least be field commander. Just the way that after Optimus is like injured, he's like, "All right, we're not fucking around. Like everyone, like you do this, you do that, blah blah blah. You guys go on ahead, get Primal back to base. I'll bring up the rear, make sure we're good." And of course, then he gets captured and stuff. And when he's getting captured, it kind of looks like Tarantulas is sinking a little more than just his teeth in Rhinox.
Oh, his whole body gyrates. I saw that.
Yeah, it was kind of creepy. Tarantulas is definitely the creepiest pred, in my opinion.
Yep.
At least until X shows up.
Yo. You've heard of Ape Face? Well, motherfucking Beast Wars got Rape Face.
Love the color change that Rhinox got when he became a Predacon. Actually, just the whole thing, the whole scene with the transformation and like the invention machine thing that Megatron used to do that. I forget what it's called.
Mike, I don't want to cut you off, dude, but I'm cutting you off real quick. Did they ever make a figure of that or repaint?
No.
It's some people were saying that the Takara generations Rhinox was that's what they used as that version, but I don't think so.
It'd be kind of cool to make that like a.
You would need to have silver instead of gold, and he didn't. So.
I agree. Yeah.
I didn't mean to sidetrack. I just had a question. That's all.
No, I'd love to see. I think it would make for an excellent masterpiece. Rhinox Plus.
Sure.
Yeah.
Give him a surfboard. Easy, Dakota. Easy.
Dust comes on. One episode tames the primal.
All right, let's shaking go. The bush here. I'm shaking the bush here a little bit. Sorry, bud.
All right. I'm kind of curious why Megatron didn't just turn all of the Maximals into Predacons with the machine. He was like, "Oh yeah, now we outnumber them or whatever. So we got one more guy, and they lost one guy. It's like, why not just capture one person at a time, bring them back, reprogram them, and even put like an inhibitor chip or something in them so they would be a little more like docile or whatever and like just kind of follow orders and stuff." I felt that was a little bit of a plot hole.
Or get like a mobile version of that machine. They could totally do that.
Right. It wasn't like a plot hole. I understand what you're trying to say, but I agree to a point. There seems to be a lot of episodes where Megatron comes up with an invention or someone comes up with an invention and then it gets destroyed because the Maximals, and it's never brought up again. Maximals. And to me, that was, I didn't understand that. Like why, you know, like that, like this specific one where they're turning Maximals into Predacons, that could be something you could fucking use in the war. Like fuck chasing stasis pods, just chase the Maximals around, you know, but. No, I agree. Yeah.
Don't go chasing stasis pods.
Don't go chasing those pods. Da, 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 da. Chasing those pods.
A part of me kind of feels like, why did Rhinox have to get turned back? I felt like he was so much more effective as a Predacon than what he was as a Maximal because he wasn't like holding anything back. He was just getting his shit done and knocking people out, taking them out. I would have loved to have seen if he would have defeated all the Predacons, if he would have gone after the Maximals next, or if he would have gone back and been like, look, I'm in charge now, you're all going to do what I say exactly the way I say it. Just kind of, you know, interesting where that could have gone. And finally, I think this episode shows that people can be capable of becoming or doing the extreme opposite is to who they are for majority of time. Like Rhinox is a good guy. He's like one of the, I would say, most
the big gentle giant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and he's so true to his morals and stuff. And we got to see the complete flip side to him in this in just one episode. But later on, Beast Machines, we see more of that.
Chris has got more triggered.
We don't discuss Beast Machines.
Oh boy, that almost offended Chris more than no free shipping right there. Okay.
Ixnay on the Beast and the Machine. Eh? All right. But no, I really like Rhinox as a character, and I could see what you're saying with that. I felt the same way too. It's like it's kind of him, but it kind of flips. Like he's being, he's being a dick.
Yeah, just that polar opposite contrast to who.
Like he's a tough motherfucker. He gets the job done. He's a warrior, but he has a soft side to him. And in this one, it was totally taken away.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It reminded me a lot of The Dark Knight when the Joker does his whole scheme to bring down Harvey Dent and everything to show that, like, the White Knight, the best person in Gotham, can be just as messed up as all the bad guys and is arguably as Batman is.
Jesus. Shout out to Micah for putting some thought into this, man.
I got a lot of time to think while I'm working, so mainly on the road, so it's a benefit there. But yeah, that's all I got for my personal notes.
I'll go next.
All right.
I got kind of a bit, but a little bit of fun, a little bit of serious. But my first note is I feel like this episode was the inspiration for Rhinox and Tankor's whole character arc in Beast Machines. Like, I feel like the writers went back, watched this episode specifically, and almost linked it to the story that they were writing in Beast Machines, and that's why Megatron picked Rhinox, was because he remembered this episode where he turned Rhinox into a bad guy, and Rhinox ran shit. So, shout out to Beast Machines. Chris, don't cry.
At what point in the writing process for Beast Machines did they do all the meth?
Probably around Savage Noble.
It was after the
mescaline. Savage Noble.
It was after the mescaline and before the ether.
Yeah. My next note is Rhinox is a bot with no nonsense, and it's when he says "shut up and get on with it." Because like even the big humble giant, he's like, "Listen, if you're gonna kill me, just kill me. Quit bullshitting." I really like that, and it shows a lot throughout the entire series that. You know, even though he's a big, humble giant, like, this is a note I took later on, but I'll just touch on it now. Rhinox is really the only other character, aside from Dinobot, that can give Megatron a real run for his money when it comes to fighting one-on-one. And even still, I think that Rhinox does a more effective job, because I feel like Rhinox is the only one of the Maximals that Megatron has a slight bit of intimidation. You know what I mean? Like, he's almost a little bit intimidated by Rhinox because he's so unpredictable because of how humble he is.
I can see that.
My next note was Scorponok with his worst concussion yet. Hello, Lindros. No.
That was a Dalton-esque note right there.
Lindros. I've been saying Eric Lindros forever. Come on.
We get it.
Get another. I don't watch other sports. I'm sorry, I'm not a soccer fan, Chris.
Yeah, I had a great Sean Connery impersonation earlier that didn't do too well either. So some jokes just don't land, man.
That's cool. All right, moving on. Yet another thwarted pterosaur usurp attempt. Rhinox is going to show him how it's done. That goes to the Hot Wings joke that Dust said. Next note is, I don't understand how Megs didn't put two and two together that Rhinox it was Rhinox all along until Scorponok, of all people, told him. Like, he's freaking out, like, these spiders are poisoned. What's going on around here? Like, man, shut up.
Like, you're supposed to be the big bad guy that just had his head crushed, and he was like, oh, Rhinox did it.
For real.
Take that shit.
For real. Oh, thank you. Ooh, I got food delivered. All right, my next note is...
Bundle of bananas?
It is a bundle of bananas. I got two things on the
And they were cheap.
Cheap. They cheap were. Bananas. Cheap.
39 cents. All right, my next note is, as much as Primal is smart, he's also kind of reckless just letting Rhinox run rogue in the Predacon base. That's his old friend, as he put it, and he's risking his old friend's life hoping Rhinox will just make it through.
Yeah, what a dick.
I was a dick move. Scorponok is way too easily convinced. Concussion increases when Rhinox is like, oh, he was trying to set up this whole thing. And Scorponok's like, what? I'll fuck him up. Something I really liked in this episode was the Dinobot versus Scorponok fight. Was like a super dope fight. Megatron versus Optimus, I found, was a lackluster fight, with the exception of the gruesome dismemberment of Meg's T-Rex head off of his arm. But like the choreography for the fight for Dinobot and Scorponok, I think was done exceptionally well in this episode. And I feel like Dinobot gets all the best fight scenes. No matter who he's fighting, he always has like the best fight scenes of all the characters in the show.
I put it in my notes, but that shit that he did with the shield, that was fucking dope.
That was awesome.
Put his head in the propeller.
Yeah.
My last note before my final conclusion of the episode was 2 gig hard drive.
God damn it. I thought I was the only one that caught that shit.
three gigs of personality on a 2 gig hard drive. Like,
oh, the 90s.
Two gig hard drive.
That was a lot of, back in the day, that was a lot of space. If you had that, you were a baller, man.
Yeah.
You were a baller back in the day, man.
So my final conclusion of the episode, Ronox has proven yet again that he's not to be fucked with. A don't mistake my kindness for weakness kind of deal. Once he's turned Predacon, he immediately fucks them all up and outsmarts them or brutally bruises them at every turn. I'm curious if the writers from Beast Machines may have used this as the episode, or used this episode as inspiration for Rhinox going rogue in Beast Machines. It adds layers of depth between the two shows that this stuck out to Megatron when picking through the sparks to become Viacon clones. Also, Rhinox seems to be the only one of the Maximal crew, aside from Dinobot, that can give Megatron a run for his money, and the only one that remotely intimidates him. I'm starting to appreciate Rhinox more. That was my conclusion of the episode.
All right, good. I'll go next because I can't wait any longer.
Okay.
He's got to get it out.
I got a whole page here. Whose producerial decision was the shaky cam during that first battle? Which producer was like, hold on, what if we just...
That battle was pretty cool, though, man. That battle was pretty fucking awesome.
Intense,
man.
Action sequence. That's all I could think of for that.
For Beast Wars, that was pretty intense there, man.
Did they do that ever again in the show, just the crazy shaky cam?
It was the Saving Private Ryan of Beast Wars, you know?
I think it had to have been because of how close proximity the whole battle was. That they're like, how do we make this seem like it's more intense than two groups standing right next to each other?
Yeah, I thought I saw Ted Sizemore.
It wasn't just for that first fight scene either. They did it for the second one too.
Oh, did they? The one at the end.
Kill him, guys! Kill him
at the end.
I got it.
All right, good. List somebody. I got some sort of
shaky cam bit. Was the 10 seconds, if that, of Beast Wars that Michael Bay watched, and he's like, "That I'm gonna make all my movies look like that."
Just without the beast. Just without the beast. It's got to be cars and sexy women.
Flares.
Right.
Some flares.
Primal Scream. He gets shot out of the air again, like immediately. I don't know why he thought he could fly.
He gets 3 feet off the ground.
Damn, I just noticed, Brick, your hair is growing in quick, man.
Yeah, I'm about to cut
it
off.
I didn't mean
again
to segue, but you know.
I want a gun.
Yeah.
Let's see.
He's sick of getting his hair pulled in bed.
He's starting to look like Teen Wolf. He's coming out with that Teen Wolf look again.
So this battle, since they're all right next to each other, this battle has Stormtrooper
moving on.
Just fire. They're right next to each other, and no one can land.
Literally.
I think them shooting down Optimus is the only like direct hit in the whole battle.
And why is fucking up, like calling, you know, a pot calling the kettle black. Cheetor fucking telling Rhinox, like, hey, why don't you like aim better?
Yeah.
All over the place.
Hey, to be fair, that's a Dalton thing to do. We play Halo with him.
Even though the Cheetor manages to shoot.
He has no BR game, huh? His BR game is not on point. Poor Dalton.
Yo, man, he's really good at getting them ankles.
He's an assault. He's an assault rifle rusher.
He can't hit for shit, but he can draw a sick silhouette.
Yeah, man. You know, honestly, man, not to cite, I went back and I started playing some Halo 3 this week because I'm on vacation. Man, my fucking reflexes are off. It's been so
long. Yep.
I was getting bodied. Ugh.
See, we always play SWAT. We always play SWAT with Dalton. So it's like, you have to hit that head.
What are you playing on? H5?
Yeah.
I went back. Hey, the MMC, man, they're going to redo it, man. So they're updating it and making it better. So.
Yep.
MMC?
MCC, MMC Collection. When Transformers and Halo combines, you know, you forget what you're talking about. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, Briggs. Go ahead. You know, this is what I do, guys. I'm sorry.
Cheetor, even though later he shoots once and gets the crazed shrapnel waspinator blown out of the sky, which is crazy. Just shoots once, gets him. No big deal.
That's because he had to back up all that shit he was talking earlier.
That's true. So I wrote down Predacon, Rhinox, the repaint we deserve. We already talked about that.
Primal,
I agree.
Primal breaks the fourth wall with a David K line.
That was pretty
funny. Looks at you and says, yes.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Like, made fun of that dude to his fucking face with that shit, though.
Decepticon, Shrapnel, and Pterodactyl Hot Wings in the Dust episode.
Awesome. Air fryer.
That was, it's like it was meant to happen.
400 degrees, 25 minutes in the air fryer.
Woo!
We did not plan that.
You bringing the air fryer to the Holiday Inn?
You know, I was talking to guys because, you know, ROC, we like to do a door prize. I said, what about an air fryer?
No.
One of the vendors will win it and they'll be, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, well, what the hell? They won't get it. They won't get the whole point.
They won't get it.
You guys should just buy like 10 or 12 air fryers and then put an ROC sticker on it and sell it for double the price. Someone will buy it.
I'm gonna make my own. It's gonna have an ROC logo on it. It's gonna have a kegerator in there.
Nice.
Yeah, kegerator / air fryer combo.
Cool, man. I'll accept nothing but 20% for the idea.
That's it.
So, Scorponok, show us on the protoform where Rhinox touched you.
And then, bam.
Blam. I looked up. Blam.
Fucking... God.
Scorponok, I don't think headbutting is in your best interest.
Yeah, really.
He headbutts Pterosaur.
I'd make another Eric Lindros joke, but you guys are tired of it.
Yeah,
he's probably figured if he could get his head completely smashed like a flat as a pancake, that he can take a headbutt.
Rhinox drops Pterosaur and Scorponok over the edge. Is that foreshadowing?
Ooh.
Damn. Chris catching that fire.
I think I didn't even think of that. I caught that fire, but Rhinox taking down his knees, gangster. Shot him in the knees. Couldn't stand anymore.
That sounds like
dude, that shit was fucking brutal.
Rhinox's place in Halo.
Well, the only difference is Rhinox did it on purpose. Dalton's still trying.
Shout out to Dalton.
Shout out to Dalton.
Yeah, I haven't talked to that dude in a
while. It's always when he can't defend himself.
Mm-hmm. No, it's when he can.
Nobody's picking on him. Yeah, we're just talking about his Halo gameplay. That's all.
Even Rhinox gets a David K line. Even he has a yes.
Yep.
Scorponok is a pretty savage fighter. I got to say, his fight with Dinobot, that was pretty nuts.
That's like, what I'm saying, man.
Dinobot throws his sword through Scorponok, and Scorponok still like goes at him with the karate move.
That's because he couldn't feel nothing.
It looks at him as like, you missed the head, bitch.
Should have aimed for the head.
I haven't seen that movie. I'm waiting for it to go on Netflix. Let's see. Indiana Jones battle with Optimus and Megatron. And no one else picked up that? Optimus is swinging the swords and Megatron just shoots him?
I picked that up, but not for an Indiana Jones reference. I actually picked that up as like a we get it, the toy can do this reference.
What, have swords?
The lever? No, the lever. Like, the lever on his back makes his arms
swing. That lever didn't do shit.
That's because you didn't do it right. You fucking grinded all your gears out when you were a kid.
Maybe.
Easy.
That gimmick was terrible, but nobody else saw that he was just swinging swords like crazy and he just shoots him.
And then Megatron just shot him. Yeah, but I thought that was like the toy.
I mean, never watched the Indiana Jones movies, so.
It was a toy to the point of like, oh, he has swords. That's cool. It's really awesome when he chops off Megatron's dino head.
Yeah, it's brutal as fuck.
It's hard to imagine those swords as actually being sharp because of the toy was just a single blue plastic piece.
I can agree with that.
Yep. But you know, when he's swinging them and he cuts clean like butter off the dino head, it's hard to imagine it. And then last thing I wrote down is, where's Rattrap in that last battle? He's yelling to leave at the end, but I don't think we saw a single scene with him after they entered.
Yeah.
If they panned up, he was just sitting on the ledge watching the fight go down.
He must have been, because the spiders were out.
He had a big presence in the beginning, too.
He's just taking a break.
I mean, unless he was tending to Rhinox, which was also off screen and damaged.
Could have been. Because they gay.
They gay together.
Easy. They are gay. Live Dusty program, got, guys. Live program.
Watch our shows. It's great.
Yeah. I gotta get the ROC lawyers to write up some statements for you guys, you know.
Yo, how much is Robert D's retainer?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Shout out to Robert D, man.
Shout out to Robert D. We gotta get him on the show sometime.
That'll happen.
Yeah.
All right, that's all my notes. Who wants next? Brett.
Oh, yeah. So, basically, all the good stuff that everyone just said was what I was going to say. Not the bad stuff, just the good stuff. That's what I'm
going to say. I'm a positive guy, guys. I don't say bad stuff.
Yeah, that was it.
All right, next.
Yeah, but honestly, with the episode, they're like, everybody's going to pick the standout moments, of course.
Of you course. Know.
That's code for I didn't do my homework.
I'm trying to help you here, dude. I'm trying to help you here.
Just let you know. I mean,
Roger is clearly eating his KFC right now. Micah, do you have Dalton's notes?
I sure
do. I can still go, fellas.
Did you
let me go.
Go to eat and go.
Okay, fine.
I thought you triggered Rhinox. I thought you triggered the deluxe moment. You got quiet.
Primal and Rhinox, they gay. again, the shaky cam for a very cinematic battle.
Yep.
The tarantula shit with like the giggling and the fucking humpy bite, that was too much. Rat Trap also very gay for Rhinox. He was like, "We're gonna leave my buddy behind. You just can't leave my buddy behind." So they gay.
If I got left behind, would you act the same way?
Yes. Scorponok's ultimate concussion happened with the box falling on him. And then like later on, like I said, with the spinning shield, he got like 47 more concussions.
Just a counter on the corner of the screen. Ding, 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 ding.
Exactly. So there was I believe this was the first G1 reference in the series too, was the shrapnel thing.
Oh, was it?
Direct G1 reference, yeah.
Yeah,
also, as far as that goes, a timeline note, Black Arachnia mentioned that the Great War was 3 centuries ago, so yeah. We can only assume that it's 2305 or something like that. As far as like a year count. It's pretty interesting. How is Dinobot just gonna let Scorponok hit him in the mouth like that a whole bunch? That wasn't cool. But then, he got
that's
up
why,
and handled business.
That's why he got up and hit him in the head a whole bunch with that shield.
Fucking him up.
Wait a minute. I got a question about Scorponok. He's he's sent into the server room with the dirt floor to push a bunch of buttons and fix some computers. Yeah. He's got 2 claws for hands. What? That's like when Rhinox is trying to put the floppy disk in the slot.
In his mouth.
Like, what is Scorponok doing with the claw hands?
You making fun of the flipper?
Maybe.
The flipper.
Don't make fun of the flipper, guys. Don't flip life, for real. You know, I forgot you had handicapped people on the show tonight. I see how it is.
Nah, Tyler's here.
I can still lift a beer.
Hey. Y'all took a sip at the same time. What brand's you repping?
What's that?
Coca-Cola. What are you drinking?
I'm killing Yinglings over here, baby.
Yeah.
There you go. Never mind.
I saw Dust Mites.
Something life.
Dust Mites killing Yinglings.
Dust, we going on a beer run again?
Yeah, definitely, man. NGCC, man. Just wait, man. We have a good time, man. I can't wait.
So, Micah, ramble off Dalton's nonsense.
Hold on. It's been since we all got together, so you know it's going to be off the hook. And it's the summertime, too? Come on.
Is Dakota
there? I wish you guys were coming out to Toronto.
Yeah, but why would we?
All right. So
I don't even want to go to Chicago, man. Why would I want to go to Toronto?
Word.
I'm dreading. I mean, I'm TFCon. I'm that dude. I love to be there, but man, I'm tired of Chicago shit, man.
Toronto. Yeah. Toronto is a fun show.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, Toronto, where it's at. You guys are robbing yourselves.
No, it's just to where it's at. I would love to go to Toronto one day if they let me in.
I hope they do DC again because I really want to go to DC.
Question is, will they let you back?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be, you know, I'll be locked up in customs like Orson's fucking inventory.
Yeah. You know, yeah, the funny part is, I bet I know what he's going to be selling this weekend.
Yo, Trump says shit like over the wall. Trudeau says shit like over the falls.
Yeah.
Bars.
Shout out to Capture Prey, man. Shout out to Orson and Capture Prey. Good dude.
All right. So, disclaimer, Dalton wrote these at 2 a.m, and I'm pretty well with the drinking, so this is gonna be fun.
I don't buy that. That's not an excuse, Dalton. You can do better.
Yeah, you know how you do better? Show up.
Oh, snap!
He was probably like, he was probably like, fuck, Dust is on, I ain't showing up. Fuck
so
that.
2 a.m. scared of the Rock Father. After Halo.
I'm scared of the Rock Father.
He didn't play last night.
He's going to Denver to, I think he's visiting his stepfather. And I guess his stepfather's doing really well. So shout out to him. Shout out to his stepdad.
Yo, speaking of Halo, Halo H5, I haven't played it in a while. They have a Halo 3 playlist, right?
Yeah.
They did like a week ago.
And it's not there anymore?
Oh, that's right. I think it's Halo 2 VR's now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I gotta check that out. So basically, what are they doing? Halo 2? What do they got, like Halo 2 remake maps with like Halo 5?
No, you just spawn with the Halo 2 battle rifle and play with the Halo 5 mechanic.
You know
they do have a bunch of Halo 2 and Halo 3 maps, though, because their Forge is unbelievable in Halo 5.
Yeah, I got to fire it up and check it out, man, because it's been a while.
Hey, man, you should jump on with me in Dakota sometime.
Hey, how about no?
He don't want to play with no sweaties, Tyler.
I'll definitely, that's awesome, man. You guys Xbox One, of course.
Of course.
Well, yeah.
That's the only way to do it. I'm in there, man. You know where I am. Dust Mice is the gamer tag, and
you are not lying.
I'll fire it up, man, and we'll check it out, man. I'm on vacation all week, so I got time.
Dust, I warn you, they play every single day.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
man, like back
true.
In the day, man.
You know you're on vacation all week, but you can't even go up to Toronto. I see how it is.
Nah, I ain't fucking going to Toronto. I'm saying, come on, I got Chicago, baby mama drama up in Toronto, Chicago's in October, man. I'll be in Chicago, dude. I'll definitely be there, man.
I'll make sure to take some pictures of whatever product drops there are.
There it goes again.
Ba-doing.
What?
That means Dalton's nose. Let's go.
Well, what if it was Dust the whole time?
He's getting more arousals than fucking.
Dude, we've never had this problem before. Dust is just
true. Oh, Dust is raining it in.
He's the Ron Jeremy of the Stasis Lock podcast.
He's got that off camera gong. Just blong.
It's under the desk.
Yeah. <woo.
laughs> Oh, Dalton just messaged the chat. He says, I'm actually almost home.
Oh, all right. Let's wrap this up real quick.
Time to get out of here.
Let's wrap this up real quick.
Hang on. You know what? It's not fair. It's not fair to Dalton. I actually have I'll stall a little bit for you, Dalton, but we're not waiting all night. I have a little bit of speculation on
Roger
who the next masterpiece
too,
is going to be.
So.
Well, you know,
I thought he already went.
It's better than him coming in on his phone driving, you know.
I don't know, man. I've done a podcast while driving, so if I can do it, anyone can do it.
Hey, I've heard some people do podcasts in rec centers, so... All right, Roger, hit us with your notes, and then I'll hit him up with the speculation I got for next masterpiece.
Okay. Now, first of all, I want to mention that this was one of the episodes I saw as a kid. And watching back over it, I realized it's actually one of my favorite episodes.
Nice.
And I realized how much... I really like Rhinox as a character. Who's that?
Man, I gotta get me a gong.
That's one of you guys getting messages about somebody's birthday gift or something. Stasis Lock. Whoever's using their phone to do the podcast, that's who it is.
Not me.
Nope.
Now,
anyway, continue.
I walked off to go get food. So I don't know if half my notes have already been mentioned, but I'm going to mention
them anyway.
So the first note I had was the Predacons had worse footing on the cliffside than the the Maximals did.
They had what? Oh, clipping. Yeah, you know what? I did mention that. Tarantulas is standing literally on nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's literally just levitating, but he's in a stance like he's standing on something, but the rocks just don't line up with his feet.
Maybe that's another reason why they had the shaky camera. Just so you couldn't see that the animation was really bad.
we gotta cut the cost on this episode. Do something else.
Yeah, I said to Dalton, I said, Dalton, we're gonna stall for you. How far out are you? He goes 10 minutes at least. Micah says, "Damn, I really wanted to read these." And Dalton says, "Yeah, so do I." All right, what's your next note, Rodri?
I noticed when Rhinox said there's more than one way to skin a cat, Cheetor didn't look very happy about that.
Yeah, he almost kind of winced at it, like, ew.
Like they were doing a podcast together. Sorry. Good. Continue.
Rhinox said he'll cover the rear. That's gay.
They're gay.
That's gay.
Oh, Roger.
Oh, is it every episode Brokeback Beast Wars with you guys?
Roger's writing
has Randy Quaid going, ooh.
Roger's writing a fanfic for TFW boards, and it involves Rat Trap and Rhinox.
It has been ever since episode one.
Yeah, quite literally.
13 episodes strong, big A.
It was Dakota that mentioned it first.
Ooh. Gong. What's your next note?
Cheetor seems more eager to look for Rhinox than Rat Trap is.
I mean, Cheetor's just young, though. You got to understand, you got to remember, Cheetor's young and naive in this first season. So when he says, we should just go after him. They bring up a good point. Well, yeah, Cheetor, that's what we're going to do. But first, we got to find him, idiot. He's just young and naive in this season. So I kind of understand.
It kind of reminds me of an old joke. And it's Beast Wars oriented, kind of. And it's like, there's a bull and his son sitting on the top of a hill. And they're looking down at a hole, at a pasture with a bunch of cows in it. And some people may know this joke. And the one bull, the young bull says to the daddy, "Daddy, let's run down there and fuck one of those cows." And the father says, "Let's walk down and fuck them all."
Woo!
Woo!
There you go. Saving. Oh, no, wait. Shouldn't it be moo?
As soon as I did that,
I am pushing
it. Some guy in a red Dodge truck full of trash in the back drove by. I was like, shit. They heard the call.
Is that an inside joke? I don't get it.
So everyone that surrounds Dakota, their reaction to anything redneckish is woo. Just at the top of their lungs. So now, anytime anything like Southern or country or simple or redneck or anything like that happens, we just go.
So the bulls going down and fucking the cows are rednecky. So woo, woo.
Is that what it is? I've been doing it out of context the whole time.
Have you been doing it?
I've just been saying it randomly. I'm trying to get the grip.
He's from Canada, so it's woo, eh?
followed by a sorry.
Sorry. I am, honestly,
I'm gonna tell you right now, I know a lot of Canadians and they're very, very, very not apologetic, but very sensitive, but not Tyler.
Yeah.
Tyler gets death threats on the irregular every day on the internet. So
yeah. Why, well, hey, man? I gotta show America that we're not as soft as we pretend to be.
Tyler's only got the third softest mouth on this whole panel, so
it's true.
I reckon Tyler went down one. You said the second last week.
Who's in front of me?
Who's new?
Who's in front of me?
Either that, he's rehashing his old jokes, and then
I thought it was Joe was second. Dalton's definitely first.
Where was I for this? Not in the ranking. Yeah, but I don't remember the conversation.
You got a very gritty mouth on you, Chris.
All I know is I've got proof in here somewhere. I just got to find it.
And like, Chris, you got a nose that just prevents deep throating. So let's just move on.
Okay.
Now, if you go at it from like upside down, I think it would work.
To go to try to rationalize how to do this shit.
It's just like if you notice, like, it could rest comfortably in the gooch.
The well-established gentleman's club, stasis lock.
Roger, you got any more notes, or is that the end of it?
No, there's a couple more.
How do you follow a nose resting in a gooch?
We'll have to find out.
Shout out to geese.
Can of the geese.
Do I gotta hit the gong again, or?
No, keep going, man. Just keep going. When you're on a podcast with a bunch of savages, like you got to overpower. You got to talk. Just get it out there, man. Believe me. That's one thing I've learned in 3 years doing this shit. You just got to get out there and just say what you got to say, man. Get it out there. You got to fight for it. Don't wait for silence because it's never going to happen.
It's true. Yeah. And if you do wait for silence, you're just going to wait for someone to talk first. And
yeah, especially over an hour and a half into a show. Don't get rock rolled. Just talk.
Yeah. All right.
Let's do it.
So, Rhinox is such a fucking badass in this episode. Rhinox is getting Pterosaur in the shit. That part was quite funny. And then this episode also makes me really want a Rhinox MP.
Well, that's my speculation. I think Rhinox will be the next masterpiece. Because if not only is he still, like, he's a big bot, so they can charge the big bucks for it, and we'll pay it, because we're not dumb, we shop overseas, but they can charge the big bucks for it, but also, he is kind of a fan favorite, like Dust will say, he's one of his favorite characters.
Yeah.
And on top of that, like I said, he's one of the only people that can contend with Megatron. So with Megatron coming out now, the only next one that makes sense to me would be for Rhinox.
Coming out and shout.
I don't know. I think you might be right on Rhinox only because he's a Maximal, and I think they're bouncing back and forth.
Yeah.
But I still think Waspinator is more of a fan favorite.
Because of the yuck yuck shit that he does, yeah,
that's possible.
Yeah, to me, like he always reminded me of Rhinox was like the Ironhide of the crew.
Yeah,
you know, to me,
but more sensible.
Liquid nitrogen, that should cool him off. Brime,
Pram,
Brime, with a B.
Oh no. You got any more notes, Roger? Or is that the last one?
No, that was all.
We were stomping all over you, dude. My bad. We were just, you know.
So to kind of speculate on that Rhinox point of him being, you know, potentially the next MP, do you think we would get a Dark Designs as like a Takara Tomy Mall exclusive repaint?
I hope so.
They never did it with the original, but.
Oh, if they do the MP.
So limited. Yeah, yeah. If they do the MP, do you think they would do the Dark Designs repaint as like
a I don't think they will because they didn't do it back in the day.
Yeah. That's not the point. They're trying to reuse those molds, and I think if they think they can make money off of it, they will.
Yeah. If they do, who would be in for one? Like, yeah, I wouldn't. I would pass on it.
If he's as big as he needs to be and expensive as that warrants, then I don't think I'm getting it.
Yeah, honestly, it would depend on price point. And the way they're going with these prices, it's probably going to be expensive.
Well, I don't agree.
Watching it comes out and he's $200.
Watching this episode today, he was almost the same size as a Megatron was.
Yeah, he is. He's the second largest one.
The same vicinity.
Third largest.
The same neighborhood, you said.
He's still shorter.
But he's kind of in the same zip code.
Yeah, he's stocky.
He's a lot of plastic.
I think that lends to the advantage because he is stocky, but his beast mode is also a stocky fucking animal being a rhino, and a lot of that gets covered up with the shell of his on his robot mode is just the shell of his beast mode. Exactly, like quite literally, yeah. So I think that would kind of make up the difference. There's not a lot of engineering that you'd have to do for Rhinox, really, I don't think.
Well, based on how big he is, let's just throw out ballpark that he's going to be $200.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put that out there.
Easy.
Now, would there be any reason that the repaint would be any cheaper?
Well, okay. Would you be in on the original?
Of course I'm being in the original. The Hard Hero is good, I'd want the whole set. So the Hard Hero is my MP Rhinox for now. But if they did a repaint of the Predacon Rhinox, as niche as that is, I see it being the same price, and I just don't know that I need this one episode pretty cool looking guy for $200 more.
I do. See, that's, I do. Where, that's where I'm at. Like, that's where I'm at, because I know it would be a Takara Tomy Maul thing. I know they wouldn't mass release that repaint. Yeah. And I just don't know, like, it's cool, like, and I want to at least have one of all of them, three for every show character, one for all the niche stuff, but I don't know if I could get in on that, you know?
Yeah, like, it really does, it depends on the price, which also begs the question, because they do seem to be repainting all of the Masterpiece ones, so if they do a Dinobot and a Megatron, I don't think that's going to be successful at all. Because, like, the fandom has literally shit brick houses over the price of these. So if they repaint them, I don't think it's going to be worth Takara's buck.
Here's one other thing I was thinking of. Because we were talking about which one would be next. And you look at Cheetor. What was the price point on Cheetor?
Fuck, I picked mine up for, like, 60 Canadian. Okay. Yeah.
So they haven't done one in that price point in a while. And I think they'd be more than likely to do that with a Waspinator than they would a Rhinox.
I think get a cheap Waspinator out there real quick. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we did the two big guys. We gave you some high dollar stuff. Here's the big guys. Here's a smaller one too.
That's Hammer's whole thing about price points. They symmetrically go around.
They're releasing symmetrically. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, if they do Waspinator, they're gonna saddle him with one of those flight stands, and then it's gonna be another $10 for no good reason.
Well, you know what? It won't be for no good reason. Locks in with
Dinobot. See, so there you go.
Yeah, but you know, like what we said, like about having when people want look at the G1 collectors that buy the Nemesis Primes.
Or the Iron Claw.
Or the Nemesis, or all the Nemesis characters that
they put in the black format, you know. Black,
that's true.
So,
yeah.
So there is a fan base out there for that. And people will pay that, especially that's to me, it's like a niche collector. Like, you know, that's like their own
thing. Since you brought this up, look at the Diaclone repaints.
Yeah, yeah.
They've done horrible. They're on discount.
Yep. They can't sell them, but yet there's some people out there that
want them. Yeah, there is a market.
It's very niche, man. It's very niche.
I'm interested in some. They want to sell.
It's Takara. Yeah. It's Takara.
Yeah.
Takara's doing the masterpiece. Hasbro's not doing the masterpiece.
Still.
Yeah, Takara has.
They're trying to get as much out of that mold as possible. And if they can only sell for a little bitty niche, they're not going to do it.
Mm-hmm. After 13 Yinglings, Hasbro, Takara, it's the same shit, man.
Yeah, I don't. You know what I meant, damn it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I hear you. But I don't know. I think
Well, here's the thing.
Because the G1 crowd is so much bigger, like, respectfully, the G1 crowd is so much bigger than the Beast Wars crowd to create these niche characters, like, I feel like they kind of took a risk on Shadow Panther because he literally shows up. Yeah, he shows up in no fiction, and I think they counted on the hype surrounding Beast Wars masterpieces coming out to get him out there now to not try and do it later because he just wouldn't sell. Now,
I guarantee that they're looking at the numbers of that Shadow Panther hard.
Yeah. And this wasn't
a niche of a smaller area.
And this wasn't such a pivotal episode to say, like, wow, we need to have that guy. It wasn't like something that turned the whole arc of the story just to a different place, you know what I mean? It was just
that is true.
You know, it was just Rhinox in there, and it was a Rhinox single story, you know. And I don't know, it's kind of weird. It's like, but it's those guys that are out there that I really need to get that Nemesis Rhinox. I love that she gets me with the black and the gold and the green.
I told you, paint it black, it'll sell.
Yeah, that's it.
Actually, in the comics, he's done it on
Black Bots Matter.
Oh, cheesy!
Here we go.
13 years. But...
One thing Diaclone not selling so well, and they're getting discounted. Is that just here in the States, or is that over in Japan?
That's in Japan too.
Yeah, it seems to be.
Okay.
Well, I wonder if I wonder if it's the generation gap now, because the priority market for masterpieces, it's not so much for the Diaclone is specifically for the older generation, where most MPs now, because G1 is such a universally loved for the most part, apart from us superior Beast Wars fans, G1 is a more universally loved, as opposed to Diaclone, which is, I wouldn't even say it's niche. It's just, it's the oldest of the older generation because it predates G1, right?
It is, but it's still a smaller sub-collector of G1.
It's like G2 and also.
It is, but the, also on top of that is a lot of the Diaclone groups don't do Masterpiece.
Yeah.
So you've just bought the original. You just cut that down also.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It's really a tough, it's a tough area. I mean, and like Takara, where Takara would come off as like not doing such a large release, you know, limited them, you know, making them limited. Cause that builds a little buzz also. Oh, they're only making 400. I gotta put my pre-order in, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
don't try to go the distance on something that you're not quite sure. It's you're not hitting it out of the park every time here, you know. So they could pull on the reins a little bit.
Well, like
I'm using a lot of references here.
I think they're testing the waters with Shadow Panther because it's cheaper. So they went with a cheaper one. It was one of the first ones they did. So let's go ahead and test the waters and. If it sells, you might see some more of those. If it doesn't,
well, you know what? I do. I think they did that at the perfect time because it was just as the Beast Wars hype was building, and because the Beast Wars love in the Transformers community has been so limited, I feel like they were banking on it. But that because Beast Wars is now a thing, we're gonna test the market and see.
Is it really a thing?
We're gonna see how committed these Beast Wars collectors are.
I just thought of something else. I'm gonna retract what I said before about the Waspinator thing, because the other thing that they're banking on is because all these Beast Wars are so high priced, they're now gonna throw in a brand new. It's a repaint, but a brand new figure at a lower cost.
Maybe.
I could see them doing that. It's all about economics.
Could you see them releasing the Masterpiece as a repaint first and then releasing the plus version as the actual character?
Yeah, but technically it wouldn't be a repaint. The good one, the proper one would be the repaint.
Well, that's a third-party scheme right there. That's what 3P does. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly.
That's what Hasbro does.
It's a third-party fucking thing, you know?
Yeah. Chris! Woo!
Oh, Dalton's here. We got to go.
We can go ahead and do shout-outs.
Fuck off. I'm talking. Fuck off.
My name is Dust Mike. You can find me on Instagram. Enter the round.
Shut your mouth, Dust. Shut your mouth, Dust. No, this is my fucking time. This is my time.
This is my show.
It's my fucking spotlight. Let me fucking take it.
Dalton's bringing that fire tonight. He's getting fired up. All right, let's hear your notes. Bring that tenacity. Bring that tenacity to your nose. Let's go. Is that a word? I don't know.
I'm gonna let it go, Tyler.
Go ahead. You got 2 minutes.
Tenacity.
All right. So my first note I've got is
what's up, Dalton?
The first fucking shot fired.
We already heard.
Cheetor goes full fucking ragdoll.
Oh yeah, he does. And his head when he tries to get back up goes almost a full 360. Like
that's some like Halo 2 shit.
That was some exorcism shit.
Speaking of Halo.
I mean, Dalton does ragdoll a lot in Halo, so he'd know what he's talking about.
Somebody totally had a fun time with that shaky cam throughout this entire episode. Like the beginning, the whole thing with the battle at the end.
And I can imagine how they did it too. They just held the camera and just shook the mouse all over the place.
And here I come again with my damn movie references. Sounds like Cheetor is a Star Wars fan because he says parsec.
Oh, actually,
I feel like that's just science fiction in general, though.
Cricket.
my next one is, what the hell is Tarantulas hanging from when he catches Rhinox in the web? There is literally nothing sticking out from the rock face.
Oh, I wanted to touch on that earlier. Did he drag him all the way back to the dark side? Like in the wedge, it's just how long
just
did it take?
Just there twitching.
How long did it take to drag a rhino in a spider web all the way back? Wow, that's a sentence. All the way back to their ship.
Well, probably about as long as it took Waspinator to drag Scorponok to the CR tank.
That's true.
That is true.
And my next one is, so being reprogrammed to a Predacon changes your color scheme. Plot wise, it's kind of stupid, but I guess, you know. It makes kind of sense for children.
You know,
he's evil now.
Yeah, you're kind of on a point there because, like, they never capitalized on that for another toy. And that's usually what they do, right? That's usually their whole scheme. Like, a different color scheme means a different toy, and they never did that. That's interesting.
And, you know, I want to kind of touch back on what we were talking about, what you guys were talking about earlier with the Karatomi Mall thing. I can actually see it being cheaper than the initial release or the same price, because usually they'll cut back on the accessories or, you know, not include
anything. Shadow Panther is 1,000 yen more than Cheetor, so I don't think so.
Well, with Megatron and Dinobot, we're getting a shit ton of accessories. I don't think we're going to see that many if we get, you know, Grimlock out of Dinobot.
That's true. If they did a Grimlock out of Dinobot, they'd have to do a whole different face sculpt because he didn't have the same face as Dinobot.
Yeah, I mean, and we're getting extras with Shadow Panther.
Those were initially intended for.
He had the pinnacle, to begin with. He had that one eye thing. Well,
I mean the communicators were for sure, but my prototype never had the battle mask. So
that's true. I didn't take into account the battle mask.
It's like what I was talking about on the Facebook chat. You know, we could get that little drinking hat that he has in the next few episodes.
What? Drinking hat?
Drinking hat. In the Low Road.
I'm wearing one right now.
But I don't. The Dark Designs Ronox is not going to come with that because it had nothing, you know.
Well, that's just speculation.
Beer can hat.
Yeah.
Drinking
hat. Yeah, we need that. That's a Dr. Wu accessory right there.
Oh, is that with the plastic helmet? You put two cans in with the straw?
Yeah.
I got two of them in my closet. Let me dig them up. Right. Dust Mite's figure definitely has that as an accessory.
He comes with two.
Two of them.
Are they different colors at least?
Yeah, they're different
colors. It's like a one head, but it's got two beer hats.
Yes. You'll see at NJCC.
All right, so I'm going to
customize you one with four bottles or four cans.
My next note, I've got your pal, Rat Trap. We know Ronox means a lot more to you than that because, you know, you gay.
Keep it in tone with this. I get it.
Wow. Ronox goes full on smartass when he's a Predacon. Like,
yeah, that was to kind of go back to what Micah was saying about how he pulled like a whole 180. Where Ronox is normally a more reserved and humble character, he just went like full out obnoxious.
Yeah, he was pretty a savage moment, man.
Traitor. Yep, you got a point there.
Yeah.
Like shattered glass Ronox. There you go.
He was a troll before trolling was a thing.
There you go.
Maybe.
Oh my god, it makes sense why I'm Rhinox in that picture. I am the dark Rhinox.
Is it also like shattered glass before shattered glass?
Yeah.
Ooh, pre-shattered glass.
You're bringing that fire.
Would you say that Beast Wars shattered the glass?
Easy.
I wouldn't say that, but he might.
I was just asking. That was a stupid question. I shouldn't.
He was reaching for something there. I don't know what. Keep going.
So Scorponox gets hit. You know, his head crushed by a bunch of boxes. I think it's all down here from now on for you, buddy.
Down here from Hill.
Oh man, that would have been so nice. Downhill to get a good delivery on that.
Yeah.
My fucking buffering.
Yeah.
It would have been good.
What is it? The Beast Wars roasts.
every day.
Shout out to Dean Martin.
Every episode is the roast of Dalton featuring the Stasis Lockboys.
Don't take that shit, man. Don't take that shit, man. Stand up for yourself. I heard your BR something bad though. We'll find out. We'll play some Halo and see how good you are.
So I'm pretty sure Dinobot is wrong about Megatron not being a fool, because he still hasn't figured it out by now that it's Rhinox doing all this shit.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, man. I don't know. Like, Megatron's supposed to be so fucking smart, and he waits, like Dakota was saying, he waits for fucking Scorponok of all people to tell him.
Blam!
Yeah,
with
Megatron playing therapist with him.
I really thought he was going to console him.
I thought he was doing.
I thought he was going to like pat him or something.
He's like, nah. So I skipped over this, but I thought I'd go ahead and bring it up. Pterodactyl Hot Wings. You better have some blazing sauce with those.
Blazing!
Okay, so with that whole thing when Rhinox calls out Pterosaur, what the fuck is Scorponok talk about when he says mango? When he after oh, does no, his no, little flip,
says, the mango, mango habanero sauce. You can get that at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Well, shout out to Marley's Gotham Grill in Hackettstown, New Jersey.
He says mangle.
See, it didn't even sound. It sounded more like mango.
I don't even know what part this is.
It's the concussion. That's what it is.
Yeah.
No, it's so, when it's when Rhinox convinces Scorponok that Pterosaur is the traitor, and he flips over Rhinox.
He's
and
a smirker.
Yeah, that's
mango.
So, did you any of you notice Megatron's arm clipping through his tail when he's using it as a crutch?
Nope.
I didn't.
Yeah, it is. It is really clipping through it.
I'm gonna have to go back and watch that.
And the karate sounds.
I love that line.
The karate sounds that Primal is using, it doesn't even sound like Gary. It sounds more like Scott as Rat Trap.
Oh, I didn't catch
just,
that.
Oh, it just sounded, it sounded off. Now. Dalton has him on first name basis. Gary and Scott.
Yeah, he's in contention with TJ Omega for Scott's
God,
best
no.
friend.
God no.
Yeah, I was talking to Gary the other day.
I'm a little creepy, not fucking creepy. Okay,
it's a big difference, man.
Wow,
that's a balls, man. It's been a while since I talked to you, man.
We're gonna go.
His voice got a little deeper, and he grew a little set, man. Awesome,
dude, man. Yo, TJ Omega, if you're listening, there's gonna be a fight scheduled between you and Dalton, 3 o'clock at the flagpole. Whopper boppers, let's go. Whopper boppers.
So also during that fight. Did you ever notice that their limbs are just going everywhere and it's like there's no sense to it at all? Like his Primal's arm is sticking clear up to the right when it looks like his right arm is, you know, coming down the slash left.
I think we were talking about how that was kind of a toy gimmick thing. Who mentioned that?
What I got from everybody was we all did positives and Dalton's just bringing all the negatives about the episode.
Okay, you know? So here is another animation error. You can see Megatron's dino head on the ground before it's even cut off.
Really?
There's a big purple thing on the ground, and it looks just like Megatron's dino head.
Huh. I actually didn't catch that.
Dino debris. And
just like in Guerrilla Warfare, it looks like the Maximals running away from the base is fast-forwarded. Like, really bad.
Yeah, well, time constraints. You know how TV is.
Yes.
You are on right, first name basis with Scott and Gary. So
yeah, well, you know, Scott and Gary will tell you there's 22 minutes before commercials. You gotta get that. You gotta get out there. Your basic 30-minute show is 22 minutes before commercials.
And then right near the end, before the whole thing with the Maximals and Beast Mode, Megatron's arm is clipping through just like an empty space.
Really? He does this every week? He finds out.
He's clipping. He's clipping right now.
He's the guy that says Bruticus was holding the Devastator in his hand like it was a doll in season 3, episode 4.
Oh my god.
No?
Yo, I'd sign up for a G1 teardown. Let's do it.
It's just something I noticed, okay? So
it's all good, man.
He's moving his arm around.
I'm just being me, man. Just having a good time and making people.
He's moving his arm around. It looked like they cropped part of his arm off.
Well, I think the first season is very like it's very well established that this is where they were. I don't want to say where they were learning how to do it, but they were also like they were growing as animators as the season went on.
It was new technology, man. It was brand new at the time.
Absolutely.
I feel that the point of amputation on Megatron's arm changed from when it was cut off to the scene afterwards.
You know, I've always thought that.
When you first cut it off. You could. It was just the robot part, but then
there was
like,
no dino head. But then there's like dino neck on the second
dino
part.
Neck, yeah.
Dino necking. All right, that's it. I don't care if Dalton's done. We're done. Yep, he's muted. So all right.
Dust. Dust, you want to do shoutouts?
Yeah.
Shoutouts.
What's shit, up? Mike. Michael wants to do shoutouts so all
right,
bad.
Do like, a shout, I got man. It. Do a shoutout.
All right, from all of us here at Stasis, like we're telling you to sit your down. It's a
no, you're down.
Yo, he shared a water bottle with Dalton.
It's spreading.
I got too excited. Oh my god.
All right, from all of us here at Stasis Luck, we are telling you to sit your ass down at the Cool Table Network, where you will find such awesome podcasts as Stasis Luck, Information Creek, Back and Forth, Building Up
Not-
to Cast Uncut, Enter the Realm, Toy Deep Thoughts, Spears and Boulders 40K, Breaking the Mold, 8 Weeks, Fresh Communications, Nerd Rage Radio, Plastic Fanatics, and that's it, I think.
Did you get Toy Diddly Detox?
Toy Diddly Detox.
Oh, Toy Diddly Detox. They have to record a new episode to be part of that. Brave.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say, very nice gong, good shit, very good shit. No, I'm just gonna say, Back and Forth is not part of the Cool Table Network, but also shout out to Blackout and Shout, who are not part of the Cool Table Network, but are cool guys whatsoever.
Yes,
or nonetheless, rather.
Yo, shout out to the Cobra Law Podcast. Welcome to the Terradrome, the only guys that do a hip hop show not talking about hip hop or Cobra or GI Joe.
Dope.
Shout out to those guys.
Dope. And what's your newest one, Dust? Plug that one real quick.
Which one is that?
Two Guys from Jersey.
Two Guys from Jersey has been around for a while, man. That's been around for like easily 2-3 years, man. We only get to do 3 or 4 shows every once in a while.
Two Guys from Jersey is the fill-in Plastic Fanatics.
Yeah, that's it, basically. Oh. Whenever James not around and the planets align and me and Brian, my brother, could get together, we do a little show where we just bullshit and catch up and... It's a good time. We have a good time drinking beers and playing with bots, and then going through our Tinder feeds. Also,
nice
live on YouTube.
Trying to balance it out. You got to balance out the geek life.